Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 157. My name is Christopher Kyo, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Ow, yeah.
And Jeff Chorney.
Let's podcast.
Normal crew this week, we are talking about loot from video games that you would like to have in real life.
Man,
this was like out of nowhere. And for those of you who, you know, don't podcast and couldn't tell, last week we didn't really have the question that we were ready for the show. So we were, you know, Travis and I jumped online on like Sunday night while
Sunday
I was
night.
In the middle of finishing editing the podcast. And I was like, all right, dude, we need a question of the week. And he's like, and we just started rambling shit off just, and he just shot that one out and it was like immediate. And we were like, that's the one.
That's
Let's
it.
Do it. And man, we got a shit ton of responses for this one. So we're going to try and
people
get
like
through.
Their loot, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We're going to try leaks. And get through the first half as quick as we can because, this is a feature that
I'm hoping somebody picked Mario's mushroom. I was hoping.
That would be cool.
Love
I want to one up mushroom so I could die and come back. No. So we're going to do that. Before that, we're going to do some distractions, and we might touch on some news. We had a few things happen this week.
Distractions.
And then afterwards, we're going to do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So,
hell yeah, we are.
Before we do that, let's go around the proverbial table. Travis, what's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Podcast is starting out high energy. I like it, but I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
Oh,
Megan
God.
Broke her foot.
Oh, boo.
Dude, you were telling me about this, man.
Yeah, she was outside playing with the dog, and she fell wrong and
Ooh.
Broke her foot. She's dealing with it. She's never broken a bone before. So she's acting like
first
a girl. She's
worst.
Acting like a girl. She just needs a all joking aside.
Suck it up, Megan. Suck it up.
Megan's a tough girl. I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure Travis would be in more like dire need if he broke his foot.
Oh,
Travis
would be
and being
bitch.
Like, oh, I need. Can you grab that for me? It's almost like a foot away from. Can you just? I can't. It hurts too much.
I
dude,
can't take
we
the
all
common
would.
Cold.
You know
I'm a baby, dude.
Men are pussies when it comes.
Oh hell yeah!
When
it comes to pain, we're bigger pussies than women.
Oh dude,
sure.
When I get sick, I'm such a baby. I swear, I'm not lying.
I
but,
believe you, man.
So we went to the doctor, and she literally. Like rolled her ankle,
walked.
But it somehow broke the top bone, one of the cuboids of her foot, broke it right in half. And the doctor came in, and we went to the old foot doctor, and he said, "What did he say?" He was like, "So what did you drop on your foot?" And Megan's like, "I didn't drop anything. No, I just rolled over and fell."
An Xbox.
No, it was the controller.
The original Xbox, right.
Yeah.
It was the controller. And the doctor is sitting there, like, not processing it. He's like, no, I just looked at your x-ray. This break can only be caused by something hitting. It literally looks like someone took a baseball bat and slammed it straight in your foot, the way this break is.
Travis, is there something you're not telling us?
So he...
Stop beating your wife,
I swear
man.
To God, for a split second out of a corner of his eye, he looked at me.
He looked at you?
I got the slow stare. I'm like, dude.
Not
come
happening,
on.
Man. I promise.
Anyway. But yeah, we're, you know, dealing with that and everything. So with that, juggling puppies and everything, like, it is like... I've turned into, like, Mr. Nanny or something overnight. Like, I've had to, like, do all the cleaning, all the cooking, helping Megan out with the, everything. So it's fun. I'm learning some
responses. You've been doing something you should have been done since the beginning of your marriage.
Right, yeah. It took her to break her leg. Her plan worked. But the good
I'm
news...
I'm not laughing at her breaking her leg.
So the good news, though, let's get the energy back up. Woo!
Woo!
I got my LED 55-inch... 3D TV today. What?
Sick.
Why not?
But I hate 3D. 3D's dumb.
I gotta say, looking at the demos that they had, I'm impressed. Let's go back to the beginning, though. It's the commercials everybody's been seeing. If you're listening to this, it's already over, so you missed out on the great deal. But Best Buy and Sony, well, it's Sony sponsored for Best Buy. I'm pretty sure they threw in a couple of dollars for this because Best Buy is taking a serious hit. It's a 3D capable TV or 3D ready TVs, PS3 with Gran Turismo, a copy of the highly anticipated comedy of the year, Grown Ups. And it comes with a neat little starter kit with like the really expensive glasses, the ones that you have to charge in and everything. All that, actually, I knew the guy that was working at Best Buy and he kind of hooked me up. He gave me 10% off. So what was supposed to be like, $2,200 ended up being only $2,000.
Nice.
So it worked out really well.
Got another PS3. And
got another PS3. GT. I brought the PS3 home today with GT5. There's a 2.5 day install period for GT5. So I have that going. So I'll let you know how that game.
Have you done it yet?
Not yet. I haven't started it yet.
Oh, man.
Other than that, though.
And make sure it works the first time, because mine, it didn't. It got to the very end and said 1%.
Ooh.
And I was 1% for like 20 minutes. I'm like, what is going on? So then I eventually, I'm like, fuck it. And I started it all over again. Mm-hmm. Like, this is dumb.
I'll keep an eye out for that, bud. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Good looking. And then the TV comes on Sunday. And then I have to go to Best Buy and pick up, because they were out of the starter kit. So I had to go to Best Buy and pick up the starter kit on Wednesday. So by next Wednesday. So hopefully, next show, I'll have my
11 3D all of a sudden.
Yeah, Interactive Distractions 3D. What? So that's it for me. Nothing cool. much. Nothing exciting going on though.
What's up, Mr. Shorty?
Not much, man. I had a scary day at work today, and I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. Basically, the head dude of our building, or at least our, I guess, processing center, is leaving RBC after working there for about 15 years in the same position. So they were throwing a big going away thing for him today. And I was kind of voluntold one day when I was not at work a couple weeks ago to help out with rewriting a song. His favorite band's Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so I was like voluntold. This was a couple months before
voluntold.
That.
I like that term. That's good.
Because a couple months before that, we had something to do and we had to do a poem and no one told us till literally like the day before. So I was like, crap. So I threw together something really, really fast. We ended up winning. So I was like, yay. So I guess because of that, my boss volunteered me when I wasn't there to do it. So I was like, shit, okay, I'll do it. I go, I'll do it as long as I don't want to perform anything, whatever. So we rewrote the song, changed the lyrics to Satisfaction to, you know, be more in tied with RBC and this guy who was leaving. And then that turned into, okay, now we're actually going to sing it in front of people. So I was like, whoa, wait a second. All right, I said I'd help rewrite the song. I don't know about this. And like, no, it'll be fine. It's not going to be too many people. It'll be like our department plus like two other ones, which I'm thinking, okay, 50 people is not too bad.
There were 200 people there, weren't there?
Oh my God, dude. We went up there today and there was like 300, 400 people this. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And not only did we have to sing in front of everyone, there's probably about 8 of us. We had like I brought in all my rock band stuff so we could have like fake guitars and drums. We were all also wearing wigs and sunglasses, like just looking ridiculous.
Did you sport your jeans?
I didn't. I was going to. We talked about it, but then the two other guys said that they were going to do the same thing. But then yesterday, they're like, yeah, I'm not going to wear the skinny jeans. I'm like, hey, then I ain't either. So they're still in the closet waiting to be worn again.
Oh, they're in the closet. All right.
But I was scared shitless. But by the time we got up there, it was good. Like, we had one of the girls singing all the main parts. She's a really good singer. So, and we got into it just doing goofy stuff. So it went actually well. And we actually got a ton of compliments, and a lot of people were like, oh, you guys were like the best performance stuff. I was like, thank you. So it was actually kind of cool, but I honestly thought I was going to die. My heart started racing. I'm like, I want to back out or go vomit or something. But I'm like, I can do one or the other, suck it up or vomit while I'm sitting there trying to play fake drums on Rock Band. So, yeah, good times. But other than that, being scared for my life for a little bit, that's about all. That was the most exciting thing that's happened to me in the past week, I think. Actually, you know what? Actually, I forgot to mention this last week. Check out Irrational Passions podcast, Aces High.
Oh, yeah.
Was on a couple weeks ago. His show, we were on that, me and Glenn. think you guys are going to be on it soon, too. But check out, I guess, by the time you hear this, it would be last week's episode.
Yeah, it's out already. Episode's out already.
It is out, but go check it out. It's a bit of a mess, but it's going to be a lot of laughs. A lot of people on it. It's like six.
Can I throw a little something in there, too? That I forgot to mention. I meant to mention this about 2 weeks. I wanted to send my heartfelt apologies to our homeboy Ed Money.
Okay.
You guys know Ed, right?
Yeah, of course.
During episode zero, he was one of the guys that helped us out. And at the end of the show, when we were giving the shout-outs to everybody, I didn't mention Ed Money
in the
freestyle rap.
Well, I think you should do it right now to make up for
it. I should do it right now?
I think you should.
You gonna throw me a beat real quick?
You need to throw it. Sure.
Throw me a beat. Yeah. Watch my flow. I'm gonna get grummy with Ed Money. He's gonna give me some Ruddy Woody. I can't think of shit. Or is right, I'm on the spot. Oh fuck.
This you is ain't funny.
Not turning out as good as the when I freestyle I lose confidence a lot. I can't Ed, we love you, dude. I'm so sorry I forgot you, man. I'm a dick. I do apologize.
That was worth it. That was totally worth it.
Don't worry, my beatboxing wasn't any better. Move, bitch. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. All right, Chris, what's up?
Oh, shit, dude. We had... So I don't know if I've mentioned this to you guys, but I was planning on getting my my wife a Nook. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Like a Nook, like... Like a, like a corner, like my Nook at like
no a Nook or... the like you know what the Kindle
the e-reader.
Is, right?
Yeah.
The Nook is Barnes and Noble's version of the Kindle, basically.
Oh, okay.
So I was planning on getting this for Christmas, getting it for her for Christmas. Well, her parents beat me to it.
Oh, did you smack them?
So they ended up getting her one, but while we were in Virginia, it was laying on one of the end tables in the hotel. And Liam decided that it was a good idea to reach over and grabby 10 grabby fingers.
Oh, obviously.
And, yeah, swiped at it, and it fell off the end table onto the ground.
Ooh.
And broke.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, we go to bring it back to Barnes & Noble, and we find out that there's a Nook color. And this is brand new. We didn't know this was out. And I was like, oh, shit. You know? And she's like, oh, I really want that now. Because it's almost like it runs Android. It's like her phone, you know. It's easy to use. It's already intuitive because she knows how to use her phone, so she knows how to use the Nook. And I was like, all right, well, when we get back to Atlanta, let's see if we can, you know, switch out the old one for this new one since it's broke. So we come back to Atlanta and we talk to the store manager of the one over here by us, and he takes back the old one, refunds us the $200 for it, and puts it towards the $250 Nook color.
Hmm.
So that was pretty sweet. So I did actually get a chance to, you know, be a part of her Christmas gift that I wanted to
nice.
Get her. That was nice. But so I started doing research on this thing, and you can hack it and put Android on it and make it a tablet.
Chris, it's not yours.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's not mine, and I'm not going to do it to her. But
it's going to brick after the next firmware.
I can make it use like with the Wii and everything. It's fucking awesome.
No,
I mean, it's great.
But
look, it's a Wiimote.
It's definitely something that I'm looking into as like for me to purchase after the new year because
right.
you know $250 for a pretty beefy Android tablet is
that's
super
a good
cheap.
Price.
That is super cheap. And I looked at some of the instructions and basically if you can hack your PSP,
they can do it.
You can hack this Nook. So. You know, I'm looking into that. It's pretty sweet shit, man. And the device itself, you know, it's a nice little device. It's pretty cool, you know. And she's really enjoying it. She's been buying all kinds of shit. It's changed our lives. She bought cookbooks and now she's cooking. It's like what?
Oh, that's a win.
But yeah, so pretty cool there. But that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, we had her Christmas is now taken care of, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, you have to get her something else, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get her something else.
Yeah,
but
you have to get her something to open on Christmas. You don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, I'm going to. That's not going to be a problem. But, you know, it's nice to know that I did get a chance to get her a Nook for Christmas. So
buy her, like, New Vegas or something.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I can say, oh, I thought we could do, you know, we could play it together. Oh, wait, you don't like this game?
Oh,
I'm
well,
sorry.
I can't take it back. So.
Yeah, I don't want it to go to waste. I'll go ahead and play it.
Yeah.
I guess. But, yeah, that's it for me. So, let's talk about some games, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Let's talk about shit. Travis, you go first this week.
COD Bops. No, I've played more. I've played more this time. we got together with the J-Man and did our streaming a streaming night.
Yes, we
and
did.
And played a little...
In this game night.
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
yesterday.
We played that
no,
Hot
2 days
Pursuit.
Ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
We
played
play
that Hot Pursuit. Had fun. Skyped Jeff in. Again...
Mm-hmm.
Jason's like ability to do
oh he's the best
anything in terms of technology
yeah it's insane
never ceases to amaze me
yeah,
like
he's I mean there's no one on VG Evo comes close to
no
the, his
not just,
level
not
of
just
ability
VG Evo man
spread
he
basically
spread
sets
radius.
A standard and
he does And I mean,
and good for him too, because he'll help out everyone else too. Like other people have been like, because I've noticed like a change where everyone was doing Ustream, then he did the last stream on
Justin TV. And now people are switching over to Justin TV. He's a trendsetter. And he also helps people out even when they don't say thank
that's
you afterwards.
What I'm that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, snap. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Oh, well, that's not how does that? Ooh, how does that go down?
I don't know.
That tastes like a burn.
That's the one thing I want to tell Jason. Be like, yeah, you know what? Just screw it. Don't even bother anymore. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
I told him the same thing, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
but yeah, so, dude, that was a fun time, man. We played about 2 hours of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. And, you know,
fun.
Yeah, I've been mentioning that, you know, it was my favorite, like, sub-series of Need for Speed. Mm-hmm. And it definitely feels...
So what's your favorite Need for Speed, then?
Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit. That's what
But you said sub-series of...
That's his favorite.
Yeah, because they have, like Underground subtitled. And Most
Oh, okay. I thought maybe like, you had, like, you liked the first one, like, whatever. Like, as some kind of standard that you like
the first Need for Speed back in the days of 3DO. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're not. Now, Hot Pursuit is definitely the best of the Need for Speed games.
Oh, hell yeah, for sure.
And this one felt just like the PS2 games that I own. It was pretty easy for me to pick up and get back into, and it just felt really good. And you know, it's visually stunning. The effects are great. The lighting is awesome. Sounds really good. Soundtrack is hit or miss.
yeah, it depends. But, it's typical EA tracks, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Typical EA licensed music, and lots of modes, man. I liked the tons.
A lot of modes.
Well, I'd say there's a lot of modes considering. Yeah, like
I mean,
you got time trial, you got the regular races, you got pursuit, you got interception or interceptor.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
you got preview. I mean, compared to other Need for Speeds, for sure.
It's not any more than the other Hot Pursuit games have. I mean, there might be like one more.
Or Burnout. Like,
I think it's more Burnout than the other Need for Speeds, for sure. Yeah. I think, anyway.
Well, no, the other Hot Pursuit games had the same modes that this one does.
Oh, no, I know. But I mean, in control and feel, I feel this feels way more Burnout
like a Burnout
than it
game?
Does than
yeah,
Need for Speed.
That.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I felt the old Need for Speeds are still a little bit more, not sim by any means, but I felt the cars were more... They felt more, I don't know, like heavier, I guess. And just
this does feel easier to like power slide around corners and shit.
Mm. And so. I mean, when you kick up that nitro, it's exactly Burnout, same sound effects and everything. It's that's so awesome.
Yeah,
so good.
Well, I was really digging the game. Everything that I played, I enjoyed. I do have a gripe though. I really hope maybe even I'm kind of switching my finger. I mean, cross my fingers on a couple of things here. Right. The load times or the time spent in between the races, way
did
too
you
long.
Install it?
No, we didn't have time.
No, it's not the load times for me. It's those videos that you can't skip.
Don't
well,
think
you can skip. You can skip. Oh no, you can't. You can't skip the ones that are when you open
the
up something new or something like that.
The instructional videos that were like, "This is the new weapon that you've got. This is an EMP pulse."
Yeah, you
but
can't.
You only put up with
those
that
go,
once.
Those go away after a while. Like when you're 10 hours into the game, you don't get any more instructional videos. That helps. That helps. Yeah, the loading where it says skip video and you hit it and it says skipping, that doesn't bother me. That wasn't bad at all. And, you know, by the time you're there and you're looking at that, everything looks pretty beautiful, so you're enjoying what you're watching. It's not like you're getting a now loading screen, you know, your normal generic one. So
like a gray GT thing with a loading bar?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't played it yet. I'll let you know.
It's not done installing.
Yeah. No. I'll let you know in 2 days. but going back on, you know... I'm not even going to add too much more of what you said last week. I mean, it is Need for Speed. It's the fun Hot Pursuit type gameplay modes that, you know, we all love, that we all have kind of wanted the last couple of years with that Criterion twist in terms of how it plays. I'm digging it. I haven't played it since the night we streamed because, I mean, just...
Did you buy it or did you rent it?
I bought it.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, I straight up bought it. So we'll definitely play some more and pick that up. And,
I
like
the
else?
Online. Because that was my first time playing online.
I'm going to tell you, man, that was fun.
It was fun. And
it was smooth,
that was like,
too. There wasn't, I mean...
there was only two of us, too, though.
Right. The only time that I ever double-taked and, you know, thought something was weird was, like, when you crash and it, like, repositions you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was, like, it happened while I was racing. It happened to Jeff, and I was right next to Jeff. And I was, like, going to ram him, and all of a sudden he disappeared and ended up, like, right next to me. And I was
he reset because he crashed.
Yeah, and it was weird just to see it happen from the other driver's seat, you know?
Yeah. So, it's odd. It's odd because it's like reverse pop in.
Right.
It's like he popped out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, kind of awesome. I mean, I was having a lot of fun. I'm definitely getting that game, man. It was a blast.
I dug it, man. It was
I wish
hot.
We could have got a couple more people in there, like four people, like 2-on-2, because it basically rendered the EMPs useless because you got the one guy's got the EMPs, the other guy's got the jammer, and I mean, when you only have one, it's like, you know, like when it's EMP jam, EMP jam, okay, and that pretty much negates both.
I can see that when there are more people, there's lot more EMPs to try to get.
Yeah, so you got to decide which one you want to friggin' like jam, which one you can get away from. But yeah,
that's
funny.
Pretty neat.
Yep. It's good stuff.
The other game I was playing, I picked it up at Amazon for the cheap, and Chrono Trigger. For a long time I've been saying
the DS.
Real quick, let me tell you guys what Chrono Trigger is, since you guys don't know.
Yeah, because we have no idea. Please tell everyone. I can't believe they're all waiting.
So I played this game Sonic the Hedgehog.
If you haven't played Chrono Trigger, and I'm speaking to everyone, if you have not played Chrono Trigger, I'm sorry, you missed out on a really, really great experience. Have been saying, no, fuck that, dude. I've been saying for years that Chrono Trigger has always been my favorite game ever to date, hands down. And in buying this game, I was saying, okay, is this nostalgia kind of saying that? And yeah, in a way it is, but getting my hands wrapped around that game again, I love this game.
I think it still holds up.
It holds up very, very well.
I think even the visuals still hold up.
In terms of, 16-bit graphics, it does hold up.
Like, it's not ugly. It's not like you're saying, like, ooh, this is terrible.
What, I'm enjoying it. And then, of course, they add, like, the anime-style videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they play those on the top screen while stuff's happening on the bottom screen. So they still incorporate a lot of cool stuff like that. Playing it with a stylus or with your finger, extremely welcome, because you have the entire top screen just completely blank, no nothing, you know, blocking the screen, no health bars or anything, all that's on a bottom screen. So that's interesting. That was something that's kind of new to me, playing this game with just this wide open screen to just look at the game and not have no heads up display or anything like that. It was pretty neat. It's just a great story, good characters. I mean, if you haven't played Chrono Trigger, guys, I'm seriously, pick it up, you know. I wouldn't recommend, well, if it's your only option, yeah, get the PS1 version. It came in one of the Final Fantasy anthologies. I think it came with... Actually, I think... Isn't it Chrono Trigger and Final Fantasy VI together?
Yeah, it's the two of them. I wouldn't recommend that version, man, at all.
But the thing is, the loading is bad.
Yeah, the loading's
terrible.
That was
the last time I bought that anthology. And I think it was like 2001, 2002. I bought that anthology, but I didn't even finish Chrono Trigger. So I haven't played Chrono Trigger...
So why would you recommend that one over? Oh, just because it comes with Final Fantasy VI as well?
Well, I would recommend it if you have no other choice. Because it's still a great game. It's just that the loading times, it's not the optimum version. Like, I think the DS is the best version by far. And plus, they localized it better.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the localization,
it's so good. Like, you can really, really see the things they changed. They changed a lot of the item names. Like, they just made it easier to understand, like... I don't know. It's great. It's Chrono Trigger, you know, but it's awesome. It's my fave. Is that it? Okay, I got to talk about Shiren the Wanderer real quick.
Oh.
Okay, so Big Pete, Pistol Pete Fountain, our buddy, he got it for me.
This game pissed you off, didn't it?
Pissed me the fuck off. But I'm gonna give it its fair shake because I don't want to give in to what I call the Demon Soul Syndrome. And what the Demon Soul Syndrome is for me, play it for an X amount of time, say, fuck this game, and then sell it or put it away, only to say, you know what, let me go back to it, and then end up liking it. So I'm going to give this game a second shake, because I played it for about 2 or 3 hours, and the entire time, I'm like, I was just growling the entire time.
It's a tough game, dude. Really tough.
But that's not bothering me. I think, like, Demon Souls doesn't bother me because I think the gameplay is rather solid, and there's a lot of good freedom. The way Shiren the Wanderer is, it's damn near top down. You have like this isometric view. Graphically, it's not appealing at all. At all. Its enemies look bad. So it's not appealing there, but it's not very, like, you know, picture, let's say a good isometric action game is like Legend of Zelda. You can kind of move in 360 degrees. In this game, it's up, down, left, or right. And you even have a heads-up display all over the screen, which, again, doesn't make the game very pretty. And it just tells you up, down, left, or right. There's no way to memorize dungeons because everything's randomly generated. And I'm not going to make that a knock to the game because there's a lot of people who dig that kind of thing. That may not be my cup of tea because I like going into dungeons that I'm kind of used to. So I don't know how I feel about that. But I think that's something I can get over with. I like the idea of the constant loot you're picking up. I like the idea of stuff. I don't like how things reset when you go in and out of dungeons and villages. I think I have to get used to how roguelikes play.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the gist of it. If you have never played a roguelike, this is like a rude awakening for you.
It is. It's really,
you walk
really
into
is.
This game and you die, and all of a sudden you're level one and have nothing.
Right.
And that's the way those games work. So
yeah,
you know.
And I think I can dig this game because I punished myself enough with Demon's Souls, but I always go back to it because I do enjoy the challenge. It's the thrill of the challenge, and I do dig that. So I want to say straight to Pete, repeat. I'm gonna reach out to you like Chris did the other last week about, you know, I don't know how do I get money in this game? What is a good way to jump into Sheeran? Because my mind's not open. I know what to expect. So how can I go into this game? What should be my main gameplay focus? So if you can come to me, email or the thread, just let me know. I'd really appreciate it. So play a little bit of Sheeran. I'm going to get into it more, but I want to be a little more well-prepared for it now. So that is it on my side of the court.
Okay. Jeff, what you got?
Besides Need for Speed, played some more Halos. Me and Glenn are on our way to MLG Glory. We'll be on that circuit soon. On the pace we're going, by about 2014, we should be able to go for at least a qualifier and then not make it. But no, I, you know, Halos, we did it last Sunday too, so people showed up. Travis, what happened to you, buddy? You weren't there.
I don't like Halo.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm just kidding. I love Halo, but I think Call of Duty's better. I'm sorry.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're wrong. That's cool.
I'm sorry you like shooting people 35 times until you can kill them.
Hell yeah. Mm-mm. It's fun. It shouldn't take you 35. It should take you 3 if you're good. I can see where the, you know, the disconnect is there, though, because, I mean...
No, I still love it. I still like playing
with
you guys.
No, I hear you.
It's just that I like Call of Duty.
Say, that's cool. You know, you're doing Indus Halo Sunday. You're like, oh, fuck it. I'm not going to show up because you weren't playing Call
of Duty
that night.
It's not an official Indus night. I don't want to hear that mess.
Hell yeah, it was.
It's an official Jeff night.
No, man, it's official fucking it's Sunday, yo.
It's Halo Sunday, a.k.a. Jeff night.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who fucking show up.
Canadian gamers.
And Glenn.
Anyway, we played a bit, and Nico was there too. Played a bit of that, and what else? Oh, GT5, of course.
Of course.
GT5 is the... The best way to... You guys watch Seinfeld? Or do you watch Seinfeld?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, then this metaphor is probably going to not make sense.
Bomb.
But there's an episode where where he's basically dating a girl where in certain lighting she's really, really hot.
Close talker?
I'm talking like properly lit girl who's really hot, but in another area, then when he brings her in certain lighting, she's really ugly. That's like my relationship with Gran Turismo. Like, if you've never seen the show, dude, don't worry about it. I'm sure there's people listening who have seen that, and they'll understand. Like, okay, I get it. But I love the game. I freaking hate the game at the same time. It's the feel, like, they get the driving down right so well, especially when you have a wheel. It just feels so good. But the other night, I played for about 2 hours and only completed 2 events. And that's just, to me... There's way too much time upgrading and going through menus versus gameplay. Because at first, I entered a race. And then right away I knew my car cannot compete. The other cars right off the line are getting ahead of me. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll upgrade the engine. You know, I'll make my car lighter. Try again. I'm like, oh, I still can't compete. This goes on for about 20 minutes. So finally, I can kind of compete. I can at least get to the head of the pack after like a lap. But the problem is the AI at the beginning is terrible. They basically drive the line like they usually do, like we talked about last week. And it was terrible in the way it would be like the last lap. It would be like a four-lap race, and it would be like the last turn, and I'd be taken out. Like, they'd bump right into my back bumper, and I'd spin out, and at that point, you're like, crap. It's the last lap. I'm not going to be able to catch up. Restart. Do the whole thing over again. And it gets to the point where if you're going into a turn and you're in the middle of the pack, you're just hoping that the AI does not bump you. Because in real racing, if you own the line going into a turn or on a turn, the other racers respect your position and they will not bump you because they don't want to take a chance of them screwing up either, right? They don't want to be like, oh crap, and they don't want to put themselves in that position, which I wish the AI would recognize that and kind of be like, okay, well, you got this line, that's fine. I won't pass you now, but the next one, like, look out kind of thing, or then be aggressive on the straightaway or on the next turn. And that one race, I swear, I did probably about 11 tries. So I finally did it because my car wasn't fast enough to get that far ahead and keep that distance so I'd be safe going around corners until I upgraded I don't know how many things. And I finally did it. And
all right.
And this is the thing that bugs me is I have to compare it to Forza because Forza, the accessibility is if you have that problem, there's a quick upgrade. Just hit a button. It upgrades you automatically to be competitive with that group of cars you're in. Now, I can understand the purists being like, well, that takes out like the fun of being a car enthusiast and upgrading everything one at a time. Yes, but for someone who's not into cars, it takes away that trial and error and that half an hour I wasted going through and upgrading all those little things that I could have done with one push of a button anyway. Because I wasn't like manually doing like, oh, I'm not changing the gear ratios. I'm literally just, okay, I'll upgrade the engine. I'll upgrade the engine again and again. And I'll add a turbocharger. You know, a better turbocharger, and that. But at the same time, I can't stop playing the game. So I don't know what I don't know whether this game sits like in my opinion. I have no freaking clue because so many things about it bug me. But when you're actually playing the game outside of the AI, it just feels so good. And Travis, you got to try it because I need to get like one of your guys' opinion on it. But you're not going to play it, or just
Nope. This is 2 weeks in a row, Mr. Chorney. You have officially talked me out to playing this game. anyone who's listening, check it, peeps. Hi, how you doing? I am not going to open this game. It's going to stay shrink wrapped. I can't return to the Walmart. It has a barcode. It says not for resale, so I can't return it back. Mm-hmm. I want, if anyone has. Shit, what game? Metro 2033.
Yeah.
It's like $40 still used. I will, if someone has that copy, I will just do a straight up trade with you.
Really?
Straight up.
Well, do you like Metro, Sims at all? Like racing Sims?
I will play, if this is any inclination at all,
yeah.
I will play Hot Pursuit maybe 10 hours and I'll put it down.
That's about it. Oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I was going to say, because if you like Sims and you like Gran Turismo, you'll have no problem with it, because it's basically the same formula. It just hasn't advanced some things that I think should have been in the past five or six years.
I've never liked Gran Turismo games. They've never interested me. I honestly wanted to put it into PlayStation just to see what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it.
If you would ever do that, go right to arcade mode.
This is the first time I haven't bought a Gran Turismo game.
Right.
I have all of the other four games.
Do you have Metro 2033?
No, I don't.
Then never mind. I'm serious. Hey, Chris, if anyone has Metro 2033 and you're the least interested...
Is it that hard to find? Metro? I've heard people saying they can't find it in stores. That's why I'm asking you if... or you just want that game. Didn't you have that game before? Or did you just rent it? I rented it. Oh, okay.
But I want to keep it.
I see.
Because I got to finish it. And it's a beautiful game. So. Cool.
No, Gran Turismo is great too. And later
GT5 for Metro. If anyone has it, I'll do a straight swap if you're interested. Holla.
And it's already shrink wrapped and everything. Not even
shrink wrapped. I won't even open it.
You want it for PC?
No.
Damn.
I can't run that.
I'm like, I'll happily buy it for $12.49 on Amazon right now and trade it out for it. That'd be great.
Yeah. No, I can't run that.
Huh. All right. Well, it was worth a try.
Well, anyway, either way, as much as I have gripes, it's still fun as shit when you actually get to racing.
Damn it, I want to open it now.
Get a wheel. But you have to get a wheel, though. Wheels, fucking, that's the way it's meant to be played, and it's so awesome like that. And I'm sure I'm going to be playing it for a while. I think I'll probably play this Gran Turismo more than any other one, I have a feeling. It just, you know, people complained, or you got to move shit around for the Kinect, man, to get my Gran Turismo set up, or even my Forza, or even actually at this point Need for Speed. I have to move more furniture, like, all around. It's crazy.
Oh!
What?
Oh my god, you just reminded me something.
You got to move some shit?
Yeah, I know where you're going to go with this.
We've got to talk about Kung Fu Live.
Well, you can talk about Kung Fu Live.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh my god. Okay, so pretty much, I'll make it real quick, all right? It's Kinect Lite. It uses a PlayStation Eye. It works exactly the way Kinect does, but it's just limited because you're using the Eye and not the Kinect. You get the general idea. It's very... If anyone remembers that show Nick Arcade, where someone just like stood in front of a blue screen and just kind of like jumped around and hit you with their hands.
It's similar to that.
In concept, but the way it's presented to you, it is fantastic. Okay, let me put it out to you this way. The game is flawed. It's got issues, and like I said earlier, major limitations. But goddamn it, this is not one of the funnest things I've ever played in my entire life. Super fun. Super, super fun.
Okay,
the basic story.
What it does, it takes
about 15 minutes to get set up to, I don't have very much room in the man cave here. So I had to kind of move it back and move the camera back and forth, get in position to where, the outline of the person in the screen, you know, I fit in that area, and I'm a short guy. And I was having trouble with the space that I had to fit in that area. So, like, if someone like Jason or even Jeff, like, if you try to get in here, it wouldn't have worked. There's no way you would have been able to do it because I just lacked the room. So, hopefully with getting a PlayStation downstairs, I'll be able to move that down there and, you know, have more room. But you size it up, you do all the background removal, and then it sets you up to where you're in the game. And basically what it is, it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up. A 2D side-scrolling beat-em-up, but you are the character. And it's really, really great because it shrinks you down to the game size. And just the way it looks, it's a little clearer, and the quality gets a little better when it shrinks you down because of the resolution. And it's like, oh my god, I'm actually in this game. And like it, you know, they do a lot of cool stuff with depth perception. Like if you're walking behind trash cans, the trash cans will pass, you know, in front of you. It works pretty cool like that. And then you just punch and kick. There's different moves. When you attack, like fuck yourself. When you attack,
the trash cans will all pass in front of you. It's like, yeah. That was great back when they did it on the Genesis too.
No, I'm sorry, but you weren't in the game. No, but check. No. This is not an easy game to explain, so you can kiss my ass. All right. So anyway, you're fighting, and the more you fight, the more you level up and pass through the levels, you gain more moves and everything like that. So like you do like a Hadouken move, and like you'll like shoot forward and do what's called like a power punch, and it's like extremely, extremely satisfying to like do that chained with like a 3-hit combo and then do your power punch. Super, super satisfying. But one of the cool things is probably my favorite thing, and ends up being one of the funniest moments I've ever experienced in a video game. In between the levels, there are these cutscenes, and it's like it's presented in the form of comic book panels, which we've seen.
Oh
those
yeah,
all
and you
before.
Get to pose and shit for the comic book.
Yes,
panels, right?
as it's going on, before the thing goes on, it says, "Okay, you're going to take 5 pictures, and we're going to give you all the poses. We're going to give you an outline of the person." And you need to pose. So sometimes you have to get really close to the camera because it's like nothing but like a like shoulders and like the head real close. So you have to like jump in front of the camera and make a face or something like that. Or sometimes you're all the way back like posing or something. So
it sounds like that DS game.
Sitting here as a grown ass 28-year-old man, the ambition. Not the ambition, but the desire. That's the sheer desire to not drop my pants and moon the camera for one of those for pictures. Well, it was too
totally
strong. Yeah. It was too strong. So I'm sitting here. So the scene that played out, these guys like I'm like unlocking my shop.
It's like that you shoot your
and
fireball.
I'm walking down the alley, and this gang of like five or six guys, they knock me out and they throw me down the alleyway and everything like that. And the last one, after I got knocked out by the guys, is me mooning the guys, and my guy's like, "You get what you came for," or something like that.
Oh god.
Funniest moment I've had in video games all year, but it's really cool. I enjoy it. Check it out, man. If you have a PlayStation I, you owe it to yourself.
How much is it? $15,
I think.
Ooh,
I think it's 15. But I'm serious. It's totally worth it. It's fun. It is a good time. So anyway, yeah, Kung Fu Live.
I need to check that out.
It's fun.
Chris, what's up? I am interested. Fucking not much, dude. We already talked about Need for Speed, so I'm not going to go into that. Really, the only other thing I've been playing is, you know, after I called out to Pete last week and asked him about, you know, for advice on Etrian Odyssey, I got an email from him and had like a bunch of different tips and stuff like that. So I went back and started playing that. And, yeah, so money's not as much of an issue anymore, thanks to, some of the tips he gave me. Basically one of the things that I haven't mentioned about Etrian Odyssey yet is that, there's like, has to be like 12 different classes that you can create characters from, and you can create up to like 30 characters, and then you can like switch out your party, and you can have like parties that, you know, your main party that will complete quests and stuff like that, and then there's a farmer class, and the farmer class just goes out and basically gathers stuff, and you can sell that shit for good money. So basically I have a set of characters that's like one dude that can take a shit ton of damage and four farmers. And I just go out and grab a bunch of stuff, come back, get a shit ton of money for it, buy all my equipment, and then go questing again. So that helped a lot. It's really made it a lot easier for me to get into the game.
Cool story, bro. People have been farming since Earthbound.
Yeah, well done. Not the same. Anyway.
Sing.
Played a little bit more of Enslaved, to just trying to I've been trying to figure out, you know, what the difference was on those chases, but I really haven't been gaming that much this week. So, you know, I've only played Enslaved for like an hour or two maybe, and I didn't really get to the chase scenes yet. Mm-hmm. But I do want to see what the difference is there, and when I do, I'll report back later.
But, yeah, because people are just waiting with bated breath.
I'm sure they are, man.
I gotta know about that difficulty, man. Don't lie to us, Chris. You're really going back to get all the tech orbs.
Yeah, that's
no,
exactly what
fuck
you're
that, dude.
I'm not a trophy whore.
Okay. I will say this. I went back to chapter 2 and I played chapter 2. And I was like, and when I first got there, I was like, all right, so right now it tells you, like, all right, you've gotten X of Y masks and mm-hmm. you've gotten like Z percent of the tech orbs. I'm like, all right, well, let's see what happens. So chapter 2, I got like my first time through, I apparently got like 60% of the tech orbs. I went through that stage. I'm like, I'm just going to see what kind of success I have with this. I looked for all the tech orbs and I just went searching for them. And when I finished the stage, it said 87%. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not doing that shit. So that is just, there's no way, dude. I will never, ever do that. So
yeah, I would never do that either.
But, I am interested to see like, just the differences because you guys are saying that you didn't have any problems and because we did have.
Well, we played on normal though, you know, like right. The default. So, I mean,
yeah. And that's why I want to see what the difference is. I want to kind of gauge how they did it. So,
yeah, I hear you.
Can
I throw a disclaimer out there though, just because I know Travis gave a glowing kind of preview of Kung Fu Live. Before you go out and spend $15, you might want to read some reviews. Because it's getting blasted by pretty much everybody. So
that
saying,
doesn't surprise me.
Is there like a trial for it? Does anyone know?
I don't think so.
Like a demo? No. Well, at least you can moon something. Put your ass on camera.
It's one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. Not the game itself, just that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Just like, yeah.
Well, I only played it for an hour. That. I'm kind of in like the lovey-dovey dating phase of that
game. Yeah, it could be one of those things too. Like,
once I get into
it's just different, and you know, it's something that you've. Yeah, it's probably a novelty thing where it's like, oh my god, I'm in the game, and that's big for you. So, yeah, I think Nico's doing a review of it. So we'll see what he says about it when he's done.
Yeah,
True, true. And it's one of those things. It looks like one of those things that would be really, really fun with a group of people too.
Yeah,
just to be like ridiculous.
Did you guys see his review of Dead Rising 2?
Yes.
Yeah, I did read it. And did you see his? Did you see Nico's awesome recaps as the new contributor to castmedium.com?
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know, what podcast did he recap about?
Was it us?
I think it was us.
Yeah.
It was.
We were going to save that to the end of the show, but what the hell?
That's what I thought. I thought we were going to save it till then, but Travis blowing his load early, like usual. We might as well do it now.
That wasn't a Canadian joke.
That wasn't even a Canadian joke.
That was an orgasm thing.
So now it's time for news. Interactive Distractions is officially part of Cast Medium.
Yay!
Yeah,
Insert the claps, the applause there at, in post, Chris. Or a woo-woo, maybe?
So
but yeah, so anybody who goes over to Cast Medium and checks out like the list of podcasts they have, we are now on that that official list. So and Nico is now a contributor. He is
that's right.
He's doing write ups for us, and he's doing write ups for
DGR.
Drunken Gamers Radios, which is also on there. Go check out Cast Medium. We are now officially a part of them, and we will continue to pimp them just like we do VG Evo. So. Go check them out. It's pretty awesome. And we're happy to be a part of it.
Yay.
Yeah.
Cool. I've been playing a lot of Angry Birds too, but you know, that's Angry Birds. So news.
Dude, Cut the Rope is so the new Angry Birds.
So yeah,
I heard
news.
Tilt to Live's hot too.
The what?
Tilt to Live?
Tilt to Live?
I haven't played
what
that one.
It's supposed to be hot.
It's supposed to be hot? Okay. So what do we got for news this week, guys?
There's quite a bit of news, man.
Jeff, why don't you go first, man?
Dude, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, they announced two new characters today.
Storm! Oh, my God!
One being Storm.
Fanboy!
Yeah,
Storm's a big one.
Pretty much all of them. And Storm's been like a staple of the series since the beginning. And also Crimson Viper from Street Fighter 4.
Which is interesting.
I just love that. I'm like, because Crimson Viper is one of the hardest characters to use well in Street Fighter 4.
Yeah,
and
it makes me wonder if how much they'll change up the way she plays.
Oh, they'll change it up a hell of a ton because I mean it's more accessible for these type of games. I'm sure it won't be as technical.
Yeah, they'll streamline
like super jump cancels and stuff like that. So I think it'll make her overall easier. And actually, I think I might look at her as one of my mains. Hopefully,
cool
when the game comes out. But before I get to another one, anyone else? Any news?
They threw out Uncharted 3.
Yeah, they did.
Kind of announced.
Which wasn't a big surprise at all.
No, not a big surprise. But what did surprise me is how fucking good it looks.
It looks
man,
great.
If those screenshots
that
are real,
you?
Oh, dude, I thought that Uncharted 2 was going to be the epitome, but you know. I mean, they just keep Naughty Dog just keeps doing it right.
They're rocking, man. I'm on that Naughty Dog tip, dude. And they're going for this Lawrence of Arabia type look.
Yeah.
And I'm digging it.
It is.
I still won't judge
Scars
until we actually see it in gameplay, though.
Yeah, I want to see it in motion.
Any like announcement picks tend to be like bull shots and stuff. And even with Uncharted 1 and 2, the same kind of thing happened. Like the Uncharted 2 and 1 still look gorgeous.
I really have a feeling those images are doctored somehow.
Oh, they're going to be. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it'll still look close to that because I think anyone this generation that's got close to their like
their
bull shot pictures has definitely been Naughty Dog and Uncharted for sure. It does look fucking cool.
I agree. I'm looking forward to it, man. What's up with them doing all their announcements on like normal news shows?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Was
this the one
that
they announced?
Question. Like, yeah, they announced it. EntertainmentWeekly.com.
Yeah.
They didn't even wait until
the announcement
magazine
that
release.
They announced the announcement for a couple weeks back.
They announced the announcement. I hope.
Yeah,
not.
Remember
God,
Sony had
I hate that shit
because Sony had it announced a couple weeks. They're like, oh, look forward to a certain date, and they said they're gonna reveal. An exclusive game or something like that.
No, we knew. Well, I think that's different because even like 2 or 3 days ago, we already knew that Uncharted was going to be shown at the Video Game Awards.
Yeah,
I don't remember where it was, but I saw that. But
well,
I do.
That's the thing, though. I mean, it's
about.
Like even before the. Well, actually, it's going to be after the Video Game Awards. But besides that, it's going to be on like late
Jimmy
night
Fallon.
With Jimmy Fallon. What?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Jimmy Fallon's been doing a lot of video games.
Dude, Jimmy Fallon's been doing a lot of video games.
Has he really?
Oh, hell yeah,
I don't pay attention to him. So.
Oh, yeah.
He was like when the Kinect was still called the Natal, like right after E3, they did a thing on there. They showed like Burnout and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like 2 days after E3.
Cliff Bleszinski announced, was it Gears 3 on Jimmy Fallon?
Gears 3.
Or, yeah, something to do with Gears, he announced on Jimmy Fallon. There's like, yeah Jimmy Fallon's been right up in that.
That's interesting.
And then he, like, once a week, he has, like, the Engadget guys on the show to show some, like, tech that's coming out.
Yep.
He's really, really trying to get, like, the younger crowd.
For sure.
That really dig technology and stuff. Yeah. I don't have any news. Anybody else?
Oh, well, Lara Croft is Tomb Raider.
Pretty big, yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to say. You're, like, all up in that shit.
Yeah. Well, it was Chris's idea. It looks great, man. From what we've seen, like in terms of like concept art and pretty much the picture of Lara itself. The news hit when they said, okay, we're Crystal Dynamics is rebooting Lara Croft again, they did before with Tomb Raider Legends and Revelations, Legend. They came out and they released it with a screenshot, a close up shot of Lara Croft. And she's all dirty, and she's beaten up. Looks like she has like a fat lip or something like that, but still looks hot. And then earlier today on Thursday, when we're recording this afternoon, Game Informer had a 2-page on GameInformer.com had a 2-page interview with two of the main guys from Crystal D, and they even showed the full body shot of what Lara's going to look like. And I linked the guys before we started recording, and general consensus is, we like the changes they made to her. Mainly because, now, hey, she's still hot. It's Lara Croft. Of course she's still hot. But they really, really made her look like a normal woman.
She's definitely more proportionate, for sure. Yeah.
Well, that's the first thing it's easy to go to. But in terms of... First things first...
Be sensitive towards a female listenership.
First things first...
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to all three of you.
First things first, Lara in this game is short. She's like 5'7", 5'8". So they made her shorter because in the last game, she's kind of like very Amazonian. And they didn't do that very much in this game. But she has a normal bust size. But she also kind of like, she's not like lean and skinny and tight with these impossible hips. Like she actually looks like a modern woman. Like she's skinny and she's gorgeous, but she has a little bit of that baby fat. Like she still has that in a good way. And her legs are more proportioned to her body. She just looks like a natural woman. And I think this is going to work so well. Now you can tell, of course, the picture of her face, Jeff, brought it up earlier before we recorded, saying that that's definitely pre-rendered. But going to the full body shot, you can tell that it's the same picture of her face, but we're looking at the full body. And it actually kind of looks like concept art when you look at it from a little bit back. But either way, as long as they stick to this, and usually games this generation have been fairly good, especially with big titles, have been pretty good at following those concept art pictures and everything, or even the CG models, I think that she's going to look pretty accurate compared to the picture that was released on Game Informer. I like it.
I'm more worried about how the game plays, because they got to stop her from playing like a tank. That's the big thing.
I'm not at all. Have you played like Legend?
Yeah, I played Legend, I played Underworld. Well, I can't say I played them to completion, but I've played like the demos and played here. They still play in terms of like other character action games. I still feel the controls are more tank like than any other.
Think she played a lot looser than the core games?
Oh, compared to the core games, yes, but compared to something like Devil May Cry or Uncharted or anything along those lines, or even Enslaved, still way more archaic than what it should be. And that's what I'm hoping for more. They make it more modern control. Like, it just...
Right.
I still felt like she still felt like a tank at times and just, like...
Well,
kind of
Crystal D...
Around.
Crystal D is... I think they're a developer that's close to both you and my hearts. Because, we even mentioned earlier Soul Reaver and our love for that series and how much we want a remake of those games. So I know we have a lot of faith in Crystal D. I think they're going to acknowledge the times and the games that have come out pre this new Lara Croft reboot, and I'm not going to worry about the controls. I am more intrigued in how they're going to do this, because the way they explain the game, it seems like it's going to be a little open worldish.
Yeah, they mentioned.
And like some like her ship crash lands, and but, it's about survival. So, you're
so you don't
have to
think the thing
this,
that killed Tomb Raider was the controls or how it plays?
The core games.
You don't talk about the new ones because Legend and Underworld still sold like crap. Like it's they're trying to reinvent the franchise to make it like let's
it
get.
It doesn't
back
matter how
mainstream.
It sold. I still think the games played well. I played and beat both of them.
No. I understand that, better. But it doesn't come down to whether or not one of us likes it. I'm talking about they're trying to reinvent the series. They're trying to like reboot it, basically to get it.
Honestly, I think you're gonna see Uncharted controls. To be honest with you. With
that's
a little bit
for.
More focus on acrobatics because it's Lara Croft.
Well, yeah.
But they're even saying that there's going to be even more of kind of like a leveling up ability because she's going to start off, and this is her first adventure ever since they're rebooting the series from the start. So she's not going to be as in tune with her abilities as she usually is. So all that stuff's going to build up. And they're actually kind of doing like a Darkstalkers, Legend of Zelda kind of thing. Like Dark there's going to be a lot of... Yeah, did I say Darkstalkers?
Yeah.
Darksiders type
that.
Of thing.
Yeah.
To where there's a lot of secret stuff that you can get around the world when you first start off the game, but you're going to improve your abilities, and you can get them later on once you improve said abilities, which is fine. And I like that idea for some odd reason. I like that for Tomb Raider, whereas in like 3D Zeldas and stuff like that, I'm not a real big fan of that.
Double standard.
Why. It is a double standard. I don't know. When a game is a little more rooted deep in a little bit of like reality in terms of, okay, I'm stuck on an island and I need to improve the way I climb or the improve way that... I don't know. That just seems a little... I don't know. It's more intriguing to me. Or it could be the Lara Croft character that does it because we mentioned it plenty of times on the show that she has serious staying power as a character in games. You know, she's up there with, you know, she's bigger. I think she's bigger than Nathan Drake. And she's
of course she's bigger
than
Nathan
Drake.
Yeah, of course
she's up there with your Mario. She's up there. So I think just her in general just gets me like,
I think that's
because
the movies more so than anything, though.
Fuck that. I hated the movies.
Well, no, I'm not terrible. Talking about whether you hated them. I'm just saying because a lot of people wanted to see, like, I mean, it was What's-Her-Face, Angelina Jolie, and people wanted to see the movies. So I think your parents, my parents, like all of our like family members probably have more of a chance of being like, oh, I know who Lara Croft is versus Nathan Drake because... there are mainstream movies out there. I think the games lost that appeal quite a while ago and just kind of died.
Yeah. I just think that... I don't know.
Well, they're rebooting it, so that's what we're saying. That's what we're discussing this. It's like, hopefully it'll go in the right direction. Cause
hey, I'm looking forward to it. I am.
Dude, I have not enjoyed a Lara Croft game since Guardian of Light, and that was just kind of recent, and I did play a bit of that on co-op finally online, and that's a lot of fun. I think that is the best Tomb Raider game since... the first one, or the second one. I can't remember which
what?
One.
What? That shit's terrible.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
Those games
Guardian
are
of
bad.
Light is fucking awesome. You never... Have you even played
they're
it?
They're not Guardian of Light. I'm talking about the first Tomb Raiders. They're terrible.
Yeah, but
they're
better
they were
than
good
the last
in the
day,
ones.
Dude. They were the shit in the day.
They don't hold up.
No, they don't
hold
up.
No, they don't hold up at all. Not even close to holding up. But at the time, that's what got her. Probably
that's
like,
what
shit,
it was all
crazy.
About, man.
Well,
you walk right up to the edge, and then you step back once, and then you do a running jump.
And then you
that's
do a jump,
all
exactly.
About,
and you got that shit down pat. And it stayed like that until Legend and Underworld, where they kind of changed things up a little bit, and they played a little bit more like up-to-date and modern type of controls. But at the same time, it was kind of like too little too late.
Right.
It was like, all right, no one cares. Like, you haven't charted to play. Why would you play Tomb Raider?
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
And I mean, so, sorry, the Sony exclusive thing is actually being announced December 12th. So since they got Uncharted 3 out of the way, I'm kind of intrigued as to what this is going to be.
Interesting.
It's after what the VGAs, which is also weird. It's,
Whatever.
Speculation.
Hey, did you guys hear that Mortal Kombat on the PS3 is going to have Kratos?
Dude, that's
what?
Fucking... If you try to who gives a shit this, I will come over there and
that,
smack you with
cool.
my ball sack. Okay, good. I was like, the way you brought that, I'm like, oh my god, if he's going to who gives a shit this,
yeah.
I am... That's it.
Like, I thought so too.
I am driving over there right now.
Oh my god, I quit this podcast! No, I think it's really cool. The who gives a shit that I was going to point out is... What is Xbox 360 going to have?
Exactly. It's got to be like a...
Fucking your Fable
guy.
Character, yo.
Fuck that.
Who
imported? Yeah, who
gives a shit?
No.
It's Kinect.
Oh, God.
It's
that's
Kinect.
That's an
it's
even bigger
you.
Who gives a shit, dude.
It's going to be a Forza
no,
car.
It's, to me,
Bugatti
honestly,
dude,
it's
did you ever play Fighters Megamix?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You could be
with the Daytona car. That shit was awesome.
Hell yeah.
real talk, guys. With this Mortal Kombat thing, it's got to be a Gears of War character.
I'm thinking it's got to be Gears, and I can use Master Chief. They put in Dead or Alive, and they Chief, but a Spartan.
They would not allow. I don't think. I don't know. Microsoft. It just doesn't seem that they would allow Master Chief.
Well, dude, they let a Spartan in Dead or Alive. I'm pretty sure they. I mean,
but not getting sliced in half.
No, that's true.
I don't think they would let something like that. I think they would say, okay, like Kratos could slice in half. We don't care. But yeah, I don't see them.
If they are going to go exclusive, I can totally see Gears of War character.
Gears
that
of War. It's
got to
be Gears of War. You know what they would might do? I would see them use, what's the guy that dies in every Gears of War?
Oh, Carmine?
Carmine? Yeah.
Yeah.
Put Carmine in there.
Carmine character.
I'd play Carmine. I think that'd be cool as shit.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
He dies in every Gears of War.
Yeah.
And see, this
what is
I think
the Kenny
cool.
of Gears of War?
Well, yeah, it's a family.
He literally is.
It's a family.
And for Gears of War 3, they put out a petition like you could buy on Xbox Live Marketplace. Everything, Epic did this, and they put it, it was only a dollar, but the dollar went towards charity. You can buy a shirt saying Carmine must die or save Carmine shirts, and basically going to go on whichever one wins, whether or not the Carmine lives or dies.
Well, whichever one sells more shirts.
Yeah, pretty much. They're going to go on like whether he lives or dies. So I think that's kind of cool.
That's funny.
But yeah, he's basically the Kenny of Gears 4.
That's funny.
But yeah. I could totally see that, dude. Charlie, I think you're on something. Because they have to pick some kind of first party exclusive, and
it's gotta
well, I
be
say
Gears.
It's not really first party, but
it's gonna be Alan games. Wake.
Yeah. Oh, that's something that I was playing, but I won't go into that now. I was playing The Signal, and all I can say about that right now is it's more Alan Wake.
Really. Oh, okay.
But it's better. Oh,
how is this better?
The gameplay is better. The story is not better. The gameplay
how is, the
is
gameplay
way
better,
better.
I haven't noticed any difference except for it highlights where items are.
Highlights where items are.
It'll tell you. It'll be like tools.
They have better.
Weapon.
Okay, chapter one and chapter two. When the game is still fresh, I'm like, okay. I like the gameplay. I like the gunfighting.
Yeah.
But after that, it started getting just like monotonous. It's like, oh my god, I'm doing the same shit over and over again. I'm tired of it. Please stop.
Yeah.
Give me something different. And I never got anything different ever until the end of the game was over. All mm-hmm. right, until you fight a tornado. That's how
yeah.
as different as it got.
Yeah.
All right. The DLC changes it. It's like, okay, we're doing some experimental stuff, but we don't want to fuck with the original game. So let's make it DLC and have all of our experimental stuff optional. People don't have to get this.
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen any of that yet. I'm only about maybe half an hour into it. I have not done a single thing that's any different from what I've been doing through the entire Alan Wake game.
You will
all.
Change your tune. They do some really, really, really cool shit.
All right, cool.
Because
I literally have not done anything different, except for it highlights for you in the map area or like in your area where mm-hmm. items are, which makes it easier to grab shit. It's like, that's kind of cool.
But I don't even remember that. Yeah.
Meh.
All right.
And welcome
are
back
we done?
To the distraction segment.
let's take a break.
Yeah, right. Let's do that.
Why not?
Yeah, we're going to come back and we're going to do what loot do you want in real life? And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Check it
out. It's time to wake up. We'll be right back.
and welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you, Jeff. It's nice. It's nice to have a you welcome back and not have like moo after it or something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
So today
moo is getting totally abused.
But for some reason, we still think it's funny. What's up with that?
I know.
All right. So today we are talking about loot that we would from video games that we would like in real life. But before we get to that, we left out a step. We forgot to talk about Indus Bar. Travis, what you drinking, buddy?
Oh, God.
What did I drink?
What are
what
you
has
drinking?
Been
what has been drunken?
What has been drunken was probably the biggest and most unnecessary glass of Bloody Mary I've ever drank in my entire life.
You know, I could never – I never liked those.
They're good.
This was my bowling drink, man.
Great for hangs.
Whenever we did bowling nights, this would be my drink of choice.
See, my thing about it is that I just hate tomato juice, so it kind of puts a damper on the Bloody Mary thing.
I don't like tomato juice either. I'm not like a big fan of V8 or anything like that. Like, I get this stuff called Zing Zang, and what it is, it's, you know, basic tomato juice, but it's got like Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire sauce in there. It's got
Worcestershire
hot sauce
too.
And all this
you
stuff.
You hate Worcestershire sauce, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's good stuff, man.
Do you ever make homemade hamburgers?
Yeah.
You don't put Worcestershire sauce in there?
No.
Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, my God. Jeff, what are you drinking?
Dude, now I moved on to vitamin water and vodka.
Vitamin water and vodka.
Before it was Pepsi Max and vodka. And then after this, I'm probably going to go to water and vodka for my last drink.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Correct. No Street Fighter till 4 a.m. tonight, though. Just saying.
I have a bottle of wine here from Tiger Mountain Vineyards, which is actually local to Georgia. It's a 2006 Raven Red.
I'm on my last glass.
I've gone through the whole entire fucking bottle, dude.
Is that that Chateau Elan wine?
No.
No.
And people might not have heard this, but he said motherfucker about 14 times on break. But he hasn't said it on the show yet.
He was.
I said it on break a little extremely because I was trying to you know, get the point across system? That I was drinking.
Yeah, way to ruin the moment.
Sorry. Fuck.
That's an Indistat waiting to happen.
I'm still waiting for Indistats from Indisfest. Number of times Chris said motherfucker. All right, Travis, I'm going to pass the show off to you, brother. Let's do some emails for this question of the week, because I know we got a fuck ton
a
of them.
A ton, so let's get this shit going, guys.
Hey, guys. Scott from Welcome to the Goo. I know it's been a long time since I've
Oh, my God.
Call, but
hey, don't you know.
This was the question of the week that I just couldn't pass up with that. The item or the loot that I would take from a video game that I would want in real life, come on. It would have to be the ribbon from Final Fantasy.
Come on.
Are you kidding me? I could avoid everything with that shit. I could just like walk into some sort of nuclear plant and be like, ha, your fucking nuclear shit doesn't affect me. Take that, bitches. And plus, it'd be really practical, too, because you could avoid all that like annoying shit like food poisoning and the flu and herpes.
Apparently, it doesn't stop living
anyways,
in Wisconsin.
Love you guys. Have a good show. Peace.
And okay, herpes.
Okay, gonorrhea slips in there, but herpes.
I'm gonna have to throw a wrench. I'm gonna have to throw a wrench in here and play devil's advocate and say the bad thing about that is that you have to wear a ribbon.
Well, Scott Everything does that else. Anyway, right? So
it's like wearing the pink armband in Ninja Gaiden if you're like Ninja Dog difficulty. It's like, yeah, it's easier, but you gotta wear a pink fucking ribbon. Awesome.
I love how you brought that back to Ninja Gaiden. That's great. You're a funny guy,
Scott.
John.
Oh, Scott Ninja Gaiden.
I know exactly.
I so much want to read the transcript.
He's probably never had to do that, though.
Right.
You saw.
All right, so.
I said I so want to read the transcript from Google Voice of that voice.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right. Well,
dear
in
done this, Becky.
Check this out. I'll link you. And while I'm linking you, I'll go ahead and read Jack Bauer's email. He says, first of all, I require a Mortal Kombat 2. No, I'm sorry, not Mortal Kombat 2. What am I saying? I require an MK2 from Metal Gear Solid, which will service as my item go-getter tool. Also from Metal Gear Solid, I want a Metal Gear Rex, not Ray. I also want I want to have a Kodak. Being able to
Greedy.
Yeah, I know, right? I want a Kodak to be able to make phone calls and also freeze time in a process. The last thing I'll need is for Metal Gear Solid.
30 minutes where it's free.
So I can be invisible whilst using all these items. Because there's no doubt that the government won't like my new toys. To create a space, to place my portal gun upon, I'll be needing a 4x1 Tetris block to make a table out of. Since the portal gun only takes up two of the four blocks, I'll have space to rest my Sam Fisher night vision goggles, complete with the noise they make.
Hell yeah, you need that.
I'd also like a Bioshock crossbow complete with iron sights so I can look down at sights whilst my Metal Gear Rex is sleeping. I want a BFG 9000 from Doom to play with. I don't require ammo. I just want to walk around shouting, I have a big fucking gun. For my shopping purposes, I'll need a plastic bag from Manhunt. To look super cool with my shopping bag, I'll be needing a solid snake bandana, only to be worn when it's windy. It looks cooler that way. I also want an anal probe from Destroy All Humans because, well, giggity.
Giggity.
Finally,
what the fuck, dude?
Finally, this stuff, I will need a Gordon Freeman crowbar. Wow, yeah, selfish.
Yeah, a little bit, little bit.
Oh, selfish Sally.
Let me just
name
like 18 things that I want from video games.
Give the guy an inch, he takes a foot. I'm just saying, like, come on. But I mean,
so,
come on,
cool
come
choices.
Come on. Hey guys, guess what? It's Zvari.
What's up, Zvari? Confused with Vassy.
Oh, yeah, because Var is the guy on the
Goo,
right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes.
He's probably sending us this answer to the question of the week from the shitter.
That's a little Tampax. Here is a list of things that Zavari would like. Number one, Batman's detective vision. Excuse me, sir. There seems to be a lump in your prostate. I didn't mean to scare you. Number two, Cloud's Buster Sword. Not compensating.
God.
For anything.
It's like the generic I want from video game of all time.
Well, you have to carry that shit, or that shit would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Number three, Rad Spencer's bionic arm. If I have to explain this, you fail.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking, baby.
But then you're not allowed to jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway,
well,
number three, Burnout Paradise's Carson GT Flame. I know it's based on real cars, but I love using it in Burnout, so I'd love it in reality. Number four, Mr. Zircon from Ratchet & Clank. My own personal killbot hovering over my shoulder. Yes, please. Number five, the Warthog from Halo 1.
My
own personal Blood Gulch to drive it in. Have a good show, guys. Zvari.
Thank you, Zvari.
A lot of cool stuff in there.
Dude,
yeah,
bionic arm.
The arm. I like
That's
that.
Awesome.
Zircon's cool, man. That's cool.
I'm digging. Another thing I'm digging, our buddy Ross Heavener, a local guy here in Georgia.
Yeah.
He says, greetings. This is Ross. Also, his name on VG Evo. To answer the question of the week, I would like to have the Alien Blaster from Fallout 3.
Ooh,
that
that's
gun
a good
would
one.
Sure beat the hell out of my 9mm. Later, Ross. He says, P.S., short emails for the win.
For the win.
For the win.
Absolutely. Now, I was a little bit... I was the guy who liked the plasma rifle the most in that game. Because once you got
dude,
that thing...
That Alien Blaster is the kill stick, man.
I never used the Alien Blaster.
They had an Alien... If you had the Mothership Zeta, they had the rifle version of the Alien Blaster, which was fucking awesome.
I never got one-hit kills off that, though.
Oh, well, I got lots of one-hit kills off of the plasma rifle.
Really?
Lots of one-hit kills.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, I killed just about anything in one hit.
Yeah.
Especially if you had the named one. The named one,
yeah.
I was able to kill the... what were the really big super mutants called? Were they behemoths? Or?
Super
yeah,
mutants?
They're behemoths.
Yeah, behemoths.
Or
behemoths.
Super. I think they're just called super mutants, actually.
No, superhuman behemoth. Whoa.
Oh, okay.
I just did that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think that
I'm dropping knowledge.
The named plasma rifle dropped those guys in like 3 shots.
Right. That sounds a cool story, man. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Let's see what Fluffy to say about it.
Hey guys, Fluffy. Mate, I don't know if it's too late. I know you used to record tonight or something. Mate, I just had the thing for the question.
Fluffy!
Now, I'm not sure if you meant like have powers and shit. I want fucking force powers.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Do all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
But like a weapon.
That wasn't the question.
If there's a weapon called monkey staff.
A what?
Ooh, staff. Monkey staff.
A monkey
little
staff.
Thing, hang up me up. Then extends into a big motherfucker, smash cunts over the head with it, you know, fucking smash and belt them. Make their eyes pop out their head. And then just pops back in, clips onto the arm, and yeah, Bob's your uncle, you're set to go. And yeah, no, that's it.
But yeah, the problem.
Thing, mate, yeah, smash them in the head and then stomp them with your boot. Don't need none of those fancy weapons or swords or shit. One of those will do me just fine. Anyway, gotta get back to work. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Fluffy.
Thank you, Fluffy.
The problem with that is, though, man, you swing it once hard, and you got to go through like a 7-second animation thing until you can throw out your next attack. So it kind of leaves me vulnerable. Just saying.
I just have this like crazy thing in my head of like Fluffy just going to town on somebody with a big bow staff, and at the very end, before he gives the knockout blow, it like the camera gets him real close to his face, and he like drills it
I can see him more with like the God of War 3 gauntlets, just like fucking laying into somebody.
Oh yeah, the Cestus.
Yeah, man.
I'm feeling you, dude. I'm smelling what you're stepping in, dude. That is. I'm
what
all
the hell
about.
Is that? I am smelling what you're stepping in.
It's street.
I love smelling that shit, Jeff.
Can you smell
me?
It's street for I understand, my friend. I understand.
It's street for I like to smell shit.
All right.
I could be stepping in roses.
Let's try to step in what a first time write in person, writer inner says. Yeah, whatever.
Is that a technical term?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, cool.
Podcast Weekly says that's the main word you would want to use when describing readers. Anyway, sup, Indicians. I like
that.
Hey,
that's a good one. I
fucking
like that.
Fresh.
Yeah. I like that.
I've been listening to your rants and raves for a little over a year now, and I have to say that my favorite you're my favorite podcast out there, so thanks.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. I listen to you guys at work, and if you read this, my boss is probably going to hear it and be mad, but it's all good. Wait, does your boss listen too?
We could probably just hear it playing through his speakers or something.
Really? Oh, yeah, it's probably that. But if your boss listens, that'd be great. You know what? Get your boss to listen. Hey, boss.
Hey, give this dude a raise, boss.
Give him a raise. He's a great guy. He's been listening for a year. He's got great
give him that corner
podcast.
Any emailed us. Give this motherfucker a raise.
And he emailed us, and he actually mentioned you. So guess what? Boss guy, you're famous. What? What? You're on the internet. Welcome.
You are famous on the interwebs.
Okay, I don't like where this is going. So anyway, after all those podcasts, I have a couple of things to say. First, Chris, I thought you were Jason until 3 weeks ago, LOL, and congrats on the baby.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
I thought you were Jason and congrats on the baby. That was born 8 months ago.
Well, he's just writing in now. He's just
That's true. All right. I'll give him a break.
Jeff, Canada rocks.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's like frozen coffee, cold, frozen, and half French.
Oh,
and,
that's the bad part of Canada.
I like this kid.
You don't mention the half French part.
No.
The non-French Canadians are offended by that.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say just Toronto versus Quebec.
And Travis, your smooth,
Ottawa versus
sultry
Ottawa.
Voice.
Hey, Toronto gets my vote every time, buddy.
Smooth, sultry voice is a very welcome addition to the cast, so keep it up. And I don't care who makes the game, Activision. Cod Blops is the motherfucking truth. I love this guy. Anyway, I have a horror testament to the strength.
A horror testament?
A horror testament?
A horror testament.
Horror. Okay.
Anyway, I have a horror testament to the strength of the PS3 store for you guys. First, thanks for adding me, Travis. So last weekend I saw Travis playing Cod Bops, and I was trying to join the server, and it was always full. So finally I'm in, and it's loading, and I get up to turn down my music.
Dirty. Sorry.
Shish. I get up to turn down my music, and as I put down the controller, my PS3 takes a 5-foot plunge onto my keyboard and then to the floor. And of course, my game ends. And all weekend, I couldn't jump up with you, so hopefully I'll have better luck next time. Now, back in 2008, my girlfriend decided I was playing too much. And too much World at War, and smashed my PS3 on our coffee table while intoxicated.
Way. Please tell me you're not with her anymore.
Yeah, please tell me that's an ex-girlfriend, because that sounds like an abusive relationship.
That's not good.
Parts you smashed my place. PS3 on the coffee table, I smashed the coffee table on your head.
I kill a bitch.
Move, bitch, get out of the way.
Your address is not condoned violence against women.
Yeah, no, not at all. parts flew all over the place, still ran, but it still ran again after last weekend, and it's running just fine.
Wow. Talk about taking abuse, man.
Yeah. You should see his girlfriend.
Oh, fuck.
So he's never writing it again, that's for sure.
I'll jump to the very end of Big B-Max question, because he does give us a question of the week. I just wanted to go and throw in his main email in there, because this is his first time writing in. So anyway, his question of the week, the jetpack from that jetpack platformer third-person game last year that you fly for extended or an unlimited amount of time and can basically go anywhere without traffic, and for a quick getaway after waking up in a strange woman's bed. Screw walking. I'm going to fly.
Strange woman's bed.
Now... Is that the,
I can't.
That vertical, vertical
Dark
action?
Void?
Dark Void?
That's it.
Dark Void, yeah.
Dark Void.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Which is one of the many Nolan North games.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was a Nolan North game. And I would love to have a jetpack. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted one.
I can only imagine how much less driving I would have to do.
Yeah, true. It just seems dangerous nowadays. I don't know. Anyway, sup, Indus. First, Indus Fest sounded like a crap ton of fun. Maybe next year I'll be able to make out. I'll be able to make it out there.
I was messed up. Indus Fest sounded like crap. Wait, what?
It sounded like a crap ton of fun. Especially now that my wife has a family that's recently relocated to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, blah, Atlanta. It'll be easy to come out. On your question of the week...
So wait, is it Atlanta or Alabama?
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. Jesus Christ, Chris, listen.
Yeah, listen, are you paying attention?
I am paying attention.
No more wine for you.
Motherfucker!
This is one of the weeks where a Bar Talk podcast is not a good idea, because once in a while we all get pretty fucking drunk and it becomes a train wreck.
It's fun, damn it.
At least we acknowledge it. Of the almost infinite number of gaming items that would be cool to have in the real world, I've narrowed my cool list down to two. First, the arm from God Hand. Why? Well, quite frankly, the idea of beating down midget Power Rangers and spanking sexy female assassins to oblivion just sounds as good as the game it made it look. Finally, I wouldn't mind having the Kasari Gama from Ninja Gaiden 2. It was my favorite weapon in the game, and in the Ninja Gaiden series for that matter, and at least to me, required total mastery of the moveset to use it effectively against all the various enemies. Of course, it'd need to be able to use the damn thing as effectively as the Dragon Ninja himself, otherwise I'd just wind up slicing an artery trying to do something completely stupid. As always, keep up the fine podcasting. Who's the master? Who's the baddest? Shownuff 71.
Shownuff.
Shownuff.
I like that guy. I love his name. It's a good name. We have good names. Our listeners have really good names.
Shownuff.
Yeah, I like it. Shownuff. Shownuff. Zeke writes in, this one was easy. And he says, I'd like a ribbon from Final Fantasy Universe.
Oh, bye-bye, Connums.
Whoa. Whoa, copying Scott. Dude, you were listening in. You were looking on his paper.
Stop cheating.
Sneaking a peek,
dude.
There. Like,
stop cheating.
Doing the whole yawn, being like, oh, I'm going to look over here. Oh, ribbon. Ribbon.
Ribbon. Ribbon's good. Like it. Cod buffs. Right. Ribbon. Sorry.
We're going to hop. We're going to take another hop over the lake we call the ocean. And say, see what JG92 has to say for himself. He says, hey, guys.
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
So what loot from games would I like in real life? Well, I have a list. the golden AK-47, just to say I have a fucking gold AK.
AK-47, right?
Yeah.
A couple of Phoenix Downs because, you know, I don't want my friends dying on me.
Hey, I was with you on that because when we were on break, I was like, I want a one-up mushroom so if I die, I can come back.
Right. That's such a downer.
Tryptocaine. I've never done drugs in my life, but that shit from Heavy Rain looks awesome. Well, minus the panic attacks.
Yeah. Nice.
He would like an RCXD, the RC car from COD Bops, but one that actually explodes. He also wants the most expensive drum kit from Rock Band 2 because it just looks badass. He wants the prototype jacket, the black and red jacket that Alex Mercer wears in Prototype. And finally, all of the weapons from Cell Damage Overdrive for my car. That I don't have yet. Yep, that's what I'd go for. It'd be interesting to hear what you guys and everyone else has in mind. Awesome show. And some more of that no homo love for all of you. Love, JG92.
Awesome.
Thanks, JG.
Right.
Love you back, no homo.
You guys long time
writer.
When this one is be like, yeah, totally homo.
Yeah, totally homo.
Homo. Jeff, I love you, man. Totally homo.
Awesome. All right, Biffsticks writes in. Good evening, Indus. I'm here to respond to your question of the week. Number one, all the treasures from Resident Evil 5. Why?
I don't even know
what
that means.
These treasures were worth a fortune and would be helpful in our current economic times.
Nice.
Number two.
All right, practical shit. All right.
Number two, and oh my God, this has got to be my favorite one.
He's like,
oh my God.
Never mind.
The rocket launcher from Fallout 3. Putting this weapon crazy. Together with common household items turns items as a bonus, and using garbage as your ammunition is priceless. That would be
awesome.
Dude,
nothing is better than turning on garbage. Like a bloody mess and use it in the rocket launcher and shooting a teddy bear into a guy and watch him explode. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying.
Number three, the cottage from Final Fantasy on the NES. Being able to pull one of these out of nowhere can be a lifesaver. Thanks for reading the email, and I can't wait for your Goaty show. Sincerely, Biffsticks.
Ooh, awesome. The Goaty show.
That's coming up. That's coming soon. It's in a few weeks.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks. You know, we're going to start doing nominees pretty soon, I think. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. True. True that.
Truth.
Oh, yeah. Buddy Jeff with a J. Better Tomorrow in the Boom. House.
Oh, he's cool, though.
Yeah, don't fuck with Better Tomorrow, man. He's allowed to have a J.
He's good things. He's good shit. He's the coolest Jeff out there with a J.
With a J. Right. Want to chime in real quick with your questions of the week. In fact, there is no question here, as your timing could not have been better. As you know, Back to the Future is now officially a game. Aside from the NES ones, therefore I would have to fulfill my lifelong dream and go with the motherfucking DeLorean. That would save me having to go through the trouble of inventing a flux capacitor all myself. And I would want nothing more than to travel through time, visit the past, visit the future, where all my kids fly around on a Tony Hawk ride board, and not to mention leaving flames behind in my tracks. Sounds pretty damn awesome. Thanks, guys. Hope this qualifies as an answer. If not, well, I still want one.
It does.
I like it.
I think you're good. Don't worry about it.
I feel the DeLorean, man.
Yeah, man. DeLorean would be cool. I'm feeling that. That's good.
Right.
A time-traveling DeLorean would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Exactly. Potate sends in a real quick one.
I haven't heard from him.
No shit. Does he still listen to us?
Apparently.
Apparently so.
He's been banned from VGEvo for a hell of a long time.
But he is not banned from our hearts.
Oh, no.
Remember that.
You can't get banned from us.
He says, hey, Indus, I want the stealth camouflage from the Metal Gear series.
That was one of mine.
The things I would do with that item on.
That was one of
mine. Smiley face.
Did you ever?
/ perverted tongue hanging.
Hey, all I'm saying, girl shower. That's all I'm saying. You know?
That's just a pervert, creepy. Chris.
Dude, that is
what's wrong
weird.
With you?
There's nothing. Oh I'm a guy.
That is totally
what's wrong with me. That is totally what you would do and you know it. Shut up.
No, I would rob a bank
totally
or something.
No, that's totally wrong. Yeah, man. Steal a DeLorean. Like, do something like that.
Yes, because thievery is so much better than
at
voyeurism.
Least I'm not a dirty deviant.
Yeah.
I'll take dirty deviant. Wrong. I'm okay with that.
Speaking of dirty deviants, Mike PSN 08 in the house, guys.
Nice.
Nice little transition there. He says, hello, Indus Zombie Crew. I'm here to say in real life I would love to have a Batman utility belt.
Nice.
Especially
that thing has a DeLorean on it.
It's got it. Yeah. Only mine would be 3 times the size of Batman's little wimpy-sized belt. Within my utility belt will be C4 and grenades like the kind in Battlefield Bad Company 2.
And a time-traveling DeLorean.
Also, I would have some yummy Pac-Man power pellets to use when the time is just right. People call that ecstasy, Mike.
Oh, God.
I know in 2012, when all hell breaks out, I will need this huge-ass utility belt to survive. So when 2012 apocalypse zombies try to attack me, I will eat my power pellets and turn them bitches into a blueberry colored wow p-word.
At that point, I wouldn't want a utility belt. I'd want like a friend. If it's gonna be apocalypse, the only one fucking alive, I'd be like, oh, what am I gonna spattering on?
Jeff, I'll be calling you, man. It's like, Jeff, are you alive? Are you a zombie?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm coming to Toronto. Yeah. Stay where you are. I'm coming to you.
All right. Too fucking cold here. Apocalypse can't happen.
No. Oh, snap. It's exactly why I'm coming to you.
Or you can go to Minnesota. It's even cool.
Minnesota, eh?
Eh? Hey, you guys done?
Yeah, we're done.
Awesome. I will then unleash my Ninja Gaiden skills that I have obtained within the same time period to kick some serious ass. If that don't work, I will toss C4 into buildings and blow them up. I love this story he's given us. Like, this is like just straight up his plan to like survive
the zombie
apocalypse.
Yeah, for real, it's a zombie
apocalypse tan.
Like, we have like tangented way past like what video game loot you want. That's right, bitches. When 2012 comes around, I'll be ready to fight off the zombie infested nations of our world.
Surprised no one said the Mario Star yet either.
Right? Yeah. Seriously. So, peace out, and yes, I'll even rid the world from the Canadian zombie mooses. And
those are deadly. Yeah, especially the ones named Torgo. That one is going crazy. Hey, Mike PSN named him. I got to keep the name.
Yeah, he did name it. That's right.
That's right. He did.
That's right. He did
it in one of the contests that we ran.
If my moose goes fucking zombie, I'm saying take a shotgun to its head. That's cool.
I just kind of mentioned it, so I keep forgetting to mention this, but the contests are coming back. We've just been really busy for the past couple months. So
oh, yeah. This is a busy time of year.
Bear with us. You know, come January, February, we'll bring the contests back. They will be there. We're just kind of trying to hit the ground running and get our footing back. So,
and we're kind of broke.
Yeah. We're kind of broke. It's Christmas, guys. Cut us some slack. Back off.
Trav just bought his 55-inch 3D TV.
And we're broke, unless you're Travis and bought a $2,000 TV and PS3.
I still haven't bought anything for family.
No, that's a giving. Well done, sir. That's a giving gift to the family. Hey, guys, come over. Watch the football game in 3D. It's my gift to you.
What did I get you for Christmas? Hey, look.
Well, we only have
my
2
3D glasses.
Glasses. We only have 2 glasses.
Yeah,
so.
We can share them.
Yeah. All right. So we're about to finish off. We're about to finish off this question of the week from our listeners. Holy shit! We got a call back.
Hey guys, what? It's Fluffy again. How are you?
Luffy.
I know I called before with one, but I got another one. This is awesome. You know what I want? Shao Kahn's hammer.
Oh yeah.
Combat. That big ass motherfucker. That hammer.
He said, "Motherfucker."
Hammer.
Squashes people and shit, man. I'd want that. That'll be awesome. Anyway, that's it. Thanks,
Mike. Okay, I missed what the hammer from what?
The hammer, Shao Kahn from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, things like it's like fucking beats Thor's ass.
Yeah, no shit.
Thor's a pussy. Fuck Thor.
Him and his
lightning, small
whatever.
Ass hammer.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
So anyway, is that all of it?
That's all of it from our listeners.
Oh, we
got
to do our
great
own
turnout. Thanks a lot to all you guys, because that was fucking good.
Yeah, that was good shit.
That
was good shit. I like that.
I like the quick fire questions of the week, like boom, like this. Awesome.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like when we jumped on to chat about what we were going to try and do, and Travis, like, both of us were looking at different websites trying to figure out ideas and looking for news and shit like that. He's like, oh, loot that you want in real life. I was like, that's it. And apparently it was a good topic. So, so what do we think, Travis?
Ooh, the first thing that comes to mind.
I'm gonna go with the M16 and COD Bops with the perk of assault and
I want that ice pick that you can climb ice walls with.
You know, no. Kind of like the throwing knives, kind of cool.
I was gonna say Master Chief's armor, dick. No, seriously, I would want fucking some Assassin's Creed Hidden Blades. Can I get some?
That'd be cool. Right, I'd like the fucking assassins, man. Anytime in the world, be like, what? And then all the assassins dropped out.
They would be an item, essentially, right?
Oh, hell yeah, they would be.
I want my own assassin's guild.
Someone's trying to mess with you in a bar or something like that because you accidentally spilled a drink on them, and you're like, whoa, don't mess. And then they're pushing up in your face, talking a whole bunch of shit, and then you just be like, yo, back up. People drop from, like, some guy comes out of the fridge. The guy, like, ducks out from, like, a table.
What are you talking about?
The assassin and fucking Brotherhood, man. They pop out of everywhere.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool, bro.
You have been playing the game, right?
Yes. It's awesome. It's my game of the year.
Cool story, bro.
No, we have... let's see. What else is next? Okay. Someone brought up Triptocaine, the drug from Heavy Rain. But actually, I like the actual virtual reality computer that the guy uses in Heavy Rain, that Norman Jayden uses.
Mm-hmm.
The RE system, that's pretty cool. I think I'd like to have one of those. That's pretty neat. I don't know. A lot of my stuff was picked already. Like I had originally thought of picking Phoenix Down. It's a given. Megalixir would be nice. Kind of replenish everything.
Come on, man. Super Mario Star. You're fucking invincible.
Oh my god, you already brought it up already. I don't really know. I just want Hidden Blades, dude. I'm serious. I just want Hidden Blades.
That's fine. You're good.
I want the fucking blob from Boy and His Blob, because he can turn into ever the fuck you want to with certain jelly beans. That'd be fucking awesome. You want a car? Boom! Got a car. You want a plane? Boom! Got a plane.
Hey, this is an awesome car. It feels kind of squishy, though.
Don't matter. That shit can turn into anything. Anything you... Hey, if you want it, dude, if that's not your alley,
come here.
He can
blob,
do it.
Come here. I need a fleshlight.
If that's what you want, it can do it.
I need a Pac-Man fleshlight.
You can do that as well. There's a Miss Pac-Man fleshlight, by the way. Except for Travis. He likes the original.
I just keep it real. Just keep it real.
Oh god, I fucking love you guys.
All right. Well, originally when you guys posted this in the forum, it says original weapon or item. So I was like, okay, it wasn't, you didn't word it as loot. So one of my things was the glaive from Dark Sector. That shit is fucking badass.
Yeah,
you can
badass.
Throw that shit anywhere on target and
it comes
right back to you.
But according to you, it gets boring after a couple hours of using it.
It does. It does. The gameplay is boring overall, but the weapon is cool.
Yeah, the weapon's badass.
All right,
cool.
So there was a little bit of zombie apocalypse talk, and you know, a lot of people think when they think of zombie apocalypse, they think of shotguns. Me, I think of the spread needle from PSO. I don't know if any of you guys have.
Yes, I remember that. Someone gave me that, and it was duped.
Yeah,
so then
well,
it got taken
there was
away
a lot
me.
Of dupe shit in PSO, but it was basically a pistol that shot five needles in five mm-hmm. different directions and was super fucking powerful. And
picture Contra spread.
Pretty awesome.
But in 3D.
There you go. It's the spread gun from Contra, but in 3D.
When would he ever use that?
What are you talking about?
Like, when would you ever use that?
If it was a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, zombie apocalypse. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
use it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I already mentioned cool. the one-up mushroom. That's a must-have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I died. No, I didn't. So that's actually pretty much the majority of it, besides the obligatory double saber, because I want to have a lightsaber. So, you know.
Yeah.
That would be...
Lightsabers would be pretty cool.
Yeah, lightsabers would be my primary because, you know, I am a Star Wars nut. So
word.
That's it for me. And Bionic Arm was on my list, and that's pretty fucking badass. So
true that.
I love it.
Cool stuff. Anything else?
That's it, man.
We would probably go on forever, but probably good stop now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do your top few, and that's enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, let's see what let's let Pete tell us that there's nothing coming out next week. Go for it.
All right, here we go.
So much like last week, there is again very little of interest coming out.
Piss Pete.
A couple of things, some downloadable titles. It looks like PSN is getting Under Siege, which is actually not based on the Steven Seagal movie. It is a real time strategy game, and it's also getting Marvel Pinball, which the 360 got as DLC for Pinball FX 2 last week.
PSP.
So other than that, not much. It looks like Little Red Riding Hood's Zombie Barbecue is hitting DSiWare.
Nice! Zombie Barbecue.
DS game.
Pete and Pete.
So yeah, that's actually a pretty good game. So yeah, that might be worth picking up. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there are no blanks to fill in.
So pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Oh, I got to go with Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood Zombie Barbecue.
Barbecue.
You know what? Hell yeah. Whatever it's called. I don't care what that game is. Just the name alone wins for me.
I'm going to go with Fuck Y'all and pick up X-Men Arcade on Xbox Live or PSN.
Is that next week?
That's next week.
Oh, fuck. Well, that changes things.
Well, we're going to get that. I'm pretty sure that's going to be our stream next Tuesday.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yep.
For tomorrow, if you're getting
six
this
players, you know.
That's right. If you're listening to this on Monday, it'll be tomorrow. So, hey, let's mention that real quick. We're going to be, you know, we've done it the past two Tuesdays, and we're going to try and continue to. Tuesday, 9 o'clock, Indus Gaming. Well, what did we say? It was an Indus Nightcap?
No official name yet.
No official name yet, but we've got, like, Indus Game Night, Indus Nightcap. We've got a couple things flying around. We're trying to figure it out. But, yeah, we're going to be doing that tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have a relatively
Justin
new
TV.
Game today. Justin TV. It is Justin TV/Indus. So check us out, 9 o'clock. We'll be streaming for 2 hours, and it should be a good time. So
join and if you have the game as well, let us know, because we could bump you in on that action.
Yeah, if we could pull you in online, we'll do it, because we're streaming Skype calls. The first time we did it, we streamed Nabashin playing Dead Nation. So that was good stuff. And then last week we had we had Jeff on doing Need for Speed, so...
Yeah. Yep. So come play with us and talk with us.
That's right. That's the way to do it. All right, cool. Let's do some emails. Mr. Travis, let's do it.
All right. I had mentioned a second ago that our listeners have some really cool names.
Yes, you did.
Wow. Even more so, this is the first time that I've recognized this. So another first-time writer, Trinity Sutherland.
Oh.
But also is known as
Thurston. I'm pretty sure I follow her on Twitter.
Actually, it's Thurston. You remember? Thurston from VG Evo. That's them.
Okay.
What do you think was your best valued gaming purchase of this year?
Ooh.
Thurston's was PlayStation 3, 320 gigabyte Move bundle for $299. Wow.
Ooh, damn. That's a good deal right there.
That's hot, man.
Well, Travis, I think yours is the $2,000 TV you just bought.
Just happened.
Yeah.
It just happened today. So, yeah, that was it.
Fuck. I'm going to say, I don't know. Jeff, do you know off the top of your head?
I missed the question.
You missed
what was your most valued gaming purchase ever?
Oh, value?
This year.
What did you save more money on?
Oh, this year? Oh, fuck, man. Shit. That's hard. And not gaming related, and I know it's kind of new, and it was like, oh, it's just new, it's novelty, but... Dude, the Logitech wheel is fucking sick, and I probably would not be playing Gran Turismo without it. And it's hot. It's hot.
It's the new hotness.
It's the new hotness. Yeah, it's...
The question is, though, is it your jam?
It is totally my jam.
Nice.
Totally my jam.
Nice. Do you have Metro 2033? You can have two copies of GTA. Anyway, and Chris, what was yours?
Oh, shit. This is tough.
It is tough, because we pretty much get everything day one.
Yeah.
Pay full price.
Wait, what does that have to do with the question, though?
Well, what was the best?
Usually, the values come after
value for your money.
Release.
Oh, shit, that wouldn't be a logic wheel at all.
No.
Oh, hey, man. Welcome to the conversation, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, you said possession. Dude, I haven't gotten anything for a good deal this year at all. There's nothing I can think
of. Well, you're in Canada. Everything's expensive.
Better than there right now. Your dollar sucks.
Yeah, my dollar sucks. I just saved $1,800, so...
That's nothing to do with your dollar.
I know, but I saved a lot of money.
I know. I'm jealous.
I love you. Totally homo.
I seriously can't think of anything that I've actually like got like a great value for this year.
Mm.
Oh, damn.
Well, one day I'll teach you guys to save some money one day. I'll work on that.
You know what? I'm going to, after thinking about it a little bit, I'm going to go with Darksiders. That was the you know, I spent, mm-hmm. I think I bought that for like
$40.
Yeah. And you know, I played it through to completion and got the platinum trophy on it, and I really fucking enjoyed that game.
Ooh, I see what you did there. Value for your time.
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
Wow.
I put probably like 20, 25 hours into that game.
Yeah, you played the shitload of that.
Yeah.
It's good. That's good.
Okay. Is that
it? Yeah, I think
moving
so.
On? All right, here's one more question. What is the strangest cartoon you can think of from the 70s or 80s?
Oh, God.
Strangest?
The strangest cartoon. Oh, I got one.
What?
Did you guys ever hear of Banana Man?
What?
I for some reason, I can think of the peanut butter jelly time.
No. There was actually a cartoon called Banana Man, and it was like this like weird dorky guy that turned into a superhero when he ate a banana.
Yeah, no.
No shit, dude. It was that's probably like the strangest cartoon I ever watched. I think it was a Nickelodeon cartoon or something.
And not cartoon, not definitely not the – well, it was Teletubbies in the 90s. I don't know. But the first time I saw that shit, I was like, this shit is fucked up. Like, if I was a kid and I watched this, I'd be scared shitless.
I'd be scared shitless. That's right.
I would
– right.
Yeah.
I don't think strangest isn't supposed to equate not good because I think this cartoon was good. It's just strange as shit. But Ren and Stimpy, man. That's an easy
that
one.
Was, okay,
was
yeah.
But that was 90s, wasn't it?
That was 90s. That was totally 90s. It
but
was 70, not,
oh, yeah, 70s or 80s. I didn't see
yeah,
that.
Hey, I'm going to say, did you guys ever
oh,
watch
no, I know which one. The one, what the hell was it called? It was about some kid who lived, like, out in space, and he watered the damn flower, and the flower talked to him.
What
the hell was it
dude,
called?
What kind of shit are you on?
It's not,
dude, I don't
it's
know
not
what you're talking about,
I'm going to look. Someone will
but
definitely fucking know. It's a kid who lives in space, something like that, and he watered this fucking flower. And he'd water it on the top, and one day the flower came alive. It was like, you have to water the roots, whatever. And, oh my God, this is going to bug the hell out of me.
Little Shop of Horrors.
No, it wasn't Little Shop of Horrors. But it was messed up. I can't remember what the hell the cartoon was called. And I hope someone can please write it next week. Because I don't even know how to Google this. Like, I'll flower a kid watering in space. I don't even know if that's going to work. But it was really freaking weird and strange and just weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, I wish
yeah,
I knew
that's
the name
a little
of it right
crazy.
Now.
Hmm. All right. Well, we have another email, guys. You ready for this one?
I'm ready for it.
Hey, you didn't give us your 80s cartoon.
Yeah,
dude.
What was your 80s cartoon?
I can't think of anything, dude. I was like, that was from birth to 8.
Dude, you're only like a few years younger than us.
I don't remember shit I was watching at 8 years
hey,
old.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Did you ever watch Danger Mouse?
Yes.
That was a badass fucking show.
That was
man.
Really cool.
I love that show. All right. Continue.
All right. Thanks, Granddad. Hey, guys. The reason I gave
Watch
Indus
your mouth,
a
sonny.
Chance. The reason I gave Indus a chance.
You've
all
been
those
hit by
years,
a tennis ball. On
the
a
reason
walker?
I gave Indus a chance all those years ago was because of the name.
Oh.
Who came up with the name of Interactive Distractions? And how did it come about? And did you have any alternatives? The ever interactively distracted Jack Bauer.
I remember when we talked about it, we definitely had alternatives, but I'm pretty sure the original name came from Chris,
yeah,
if I recall.
The original yeah. name was mine. The actual thought of it was not for its current purpose. We had a you know we've talked about this several times on the show, but Jason and I used to do a little website with our friend Serena called Pocket Otaku, and we were trying to do like a gaming like subsidiary of Pocket Otaku, and we were trying to come up with names. And like there were a bunch of different things thrown around, and one of them was Game Debris, which I think Jason owns as far as like the domain name. And one of them came out to be Interactive Distractions, which was mine, and I came to own. So as soon as I thought of the domain name, as soon as I thought of that like that title, I grabbed the domain. And when we started the podcast, I basically sent it out to Jason and Jeff and said, "Well, do you guys want to go under the Interactive Distractions title, or do you want to try and do something else?" And mm-hmm. and we just ended up doing Interactive Distractions. So that's kind of how it happened. The short name Indus, that all that credit goes to Jason. That was his idea.
See, that's new to me. I always thought that was a listener who came up with that. Because I don't remember hearing that until we already started. Someone said Indus.
Indus? So, oh, no. That was Jason. That was Jason.
Nice. So it kind of worked out.
Yeah, it worked out really well. So right now, I own the Interactive Distractions domain, and Jason actually owns the Indus podcast domain. So we've got that covered.
Well, that wasn't his question, but glad you clarified that.
I pointed that out, yeah.
Hey, Jeff, how does it feel to know that you and I can just be kicked out and brushed off and bought out because we don't own shit?
Yeah,
we gotta own something, dude.
We bring personality.
We gotta own something. We bring the
we
sexy.
Gotta own something. We own
you
the
and
sexy.
I. We bring
no,
the sexy.
Yeah, no, guys. We keep you out because in high school you would have run shit.
We would have ran shit. You're worried that we would have ran the podcast. That's what it is. Because we're practically brothers, right?
Exactly. From different
that
mothers in different countries.
You know what? Thanks, Chris. I don't feel bad anymore. I don't feel bad anymore.
Hey, I'm there for you, brother.
I'm thanks. Right. And to finish off the show, guys, I cannot think of a better
I thought of Scrubs for it, by the way, so I won't – technically, that was mine.
Good for you, buddy.
So the only one without something is Travis. Yeah, just saying.
I don't know. Shorty's playing games. I don't know. I don't know. It could work. Anyway, as I was saying, I can't think of a better way to finish off the show than with our good buddy, always faithful.
Well, we got more of the show,
Nabashin.
After this, by the way.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck?
Nabashin. Yo. Hi. What's up, guys? It's Nabashin. Or in this Jeff. Or in this token. Actually, I'm not any of those.
Or in this Cosby.
But speaking on that. That, it was totally a joke, guys. Like, the whole Indus token thing, it was just something we, you know, like, when I went to Indus Fest, it was like, I know Chris and Jeff were talking about, hey, is Nabashin the only black guy here this year? And I was like, yeah. I was like, Indus token. You know, that just came to my head, and I don't know. I just put it up there one day just to be funny, but apparently, that takes you too serious. Oh, it's trying to be part Indus, trying to be the cool people.
I thought it was funny.
Cool. No, I'm not cool.
I thought it was funny, too.
I'll just blatantly steal your image. And just put it on your site and be like, hey, that's my shit. I'm cool now. Can I copy Indus? That's real. Real.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just totally joking. But, you know, it's Nabashin. I like it. It's unique. You remember it. So that's why I like the name. Anyway, speaking of nicknames, segue. what nicknames have you guys ever gotten? Like, you know, this, you know, maybe your friend called you certain things, or your mom called you like a certain thing, or, you know, just like a little nickname, like any of the cool ones you got with so far, you know, besides your screen name, obviously. You know, like for Jeff, like, you know, that name is Jeff Chorney, so like they don't call you Jeff Corny or something like that.
Jeff Corny. Love it.
Or Travis Bomb, like Travis Boom. Yeah.
Or Travis Bum.
Boom.
Kid Dynamite.
I like it.
Was a kid, and then my last name Bomb was like Dynamite. Boom, bam, kablow.
I like it.
I don't know. I'm just joking. And, you know, I'm just trying to say something. Anyway, yeah, that's cool. Oh, and as far as like something from a video game, like if I could get one thing from a video game and like play it in real life, you know, I got two words for you guys. Kratos necklace. Damn.
What up?
What is up?
You know what time it is. So, yeah, Kratos necklace. That's what's up. Anyway, I'm going to work. Christmas shopping is bullshit. So, later, guys.
Later.
Peace.
Later.
Kratos necklace is what's up, man.
Hell yeah.
Dude, just boom, panties just drop the floor.
It's true. So, a Howling Wolf t-shirt, you know, at the moon? The combination of that? Oh, panty remover.
Somebody's been listening to episode zero lately.
So, what was the question? It was nicknames?
Yeah, it was nicknames. A nickname that you've had.
Chris? You're Italian, like...
Fuck.
Vito?
No.
No. Mario.
Actually, the nickname that I was most known for was when I was in high school. When I was in high school, at 14 years old, I started working at McDonald's. And,
right.
Most people.
Is that even legal?
Yeah, actually, 14 is legal as long as
in
you have
the,
a
in the 20s. Yeah,
it was you have legal. To you have to have a worker's permit, but you're allowed to work at 14. But apparently, like my last name was too hard to pronounce. So everyone called me Rico.
Okay.
So that was, instead of Riccio, it was Rico. That's
what
people
called
me.
Totally. Yeah. For sure. I did get the Jeff, what did he say?
Corny.
Corny, I got that a lot. Horny, chorny, a ton.
Horny, chorny. Chorny.
To the point now, if you're like, how do you spell your last name? Like, it's horny with a C in front of it.
Nice.
Well, I still call you horny, chorny. I call you that on the reg.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's cool.
I call you that every time you grab my scrotum.
Yeah, cool story.
Oh,
bro.
That's chorny. He's horny.
That's chorny.
Sorry.
Gore for a while, of course, Goffy. That's all I can really think of. That a prominent. Travis?
God.
Well, you know, when I was in high school, I was too cool to have bad nicknames, so you know.
Oh, my God. When do I ever talk like that? Ever. Ever.
I was too cool for nicknames.
No, I was. No one was ever an asshole to me. I was just an asshole to other people, and my friends were assholes.
I was so. That
but
guy.
Being does someone being a nickname qualify as the only way you... it's no, someone being an asshole qualifies the only way for you to get a nickname?
No, not at all.
What if someone was just trying to be cute? Like, when I was in high school...
Where are you going with this?
People in high school weren't trying to be cute.
No, check it out. No, my good buddy of mine who listens to the show,
Big
John,
Dick Travis, was my nickname.
You know, I'm not even going to be able to finish the show because Jeff keeps on bringing in his big dick comments.
He's just jealous,
buddy,
Travis.
My buddy John who listens to the show. Hey, John.
Hey, John. What's
hey
up?
Hey, John. He was real close to my family, so he came and hung out. At, you know, all the family gathering.
Hey, John,
sort of
don't touch Travis's mom there. It's all
he,
right.
He ended up...
it's our territory.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, he hung around my family a lot. So he hung out with my grandparents and everything all the time. And my grandparents used to call me Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo.
Because
Boo-Boo.
I used to dig...
Dude,
the Yogi
I call
Bear.
My dog Boo-Boo.
Well, I used to dig the Yogi Bear cartoons as a kid. And
okay.
They call me Boo-Boo all the time. And so anyway, he kind of adopted that and started calling me that in public, thinking it would embarrass me, but it didn't. And he started doing that in high school because we played football together. So in the football locker room, he would call me, "Hey, Boo-Boo, come here," thinking that it would kind of catch on. Well, a lot of the other urban players in the football team, they kind of changed it around and adopted.
What do you mean by urban?
Nobishin style people.
So like
token.
Bill Cosby.
Token
like,
style.
A little more street than Cosby. No, they ended up so they adopted that name, but they kind of changed it around a little bit. Of course I've always been short, so mm-hmm. Lil. So they put little, but as they said, Lil, L I L.
Yeah.
Then they took the Boo part of that nickname, Lil Boo, and of course my name starts with T. So it was like mm-hmm. Lil
a booty.
Tea. So you say it real fast, and they used to call me Lil Booty.
Lil Booty.
Lil Booty. And yeah, so all my right. nickname in high school was Lil Booty.
That's pretty good.
Lil Booty. Yeah, so fast. Actually, that's a lot more clever than my nicknames.
Hey, Big Dick Travis, I'm too cool.
Are we done with the show?
No, we're not
yet,
close, dude.
Damn it.
Are you done with emails?
We got some Twitter questions, yo.
Oh, yeah, we got the Indus questions.
Let's make them quick. Let's do it.
We got quite a few. Well, try to do them as quick as possible. But this one's also from The Sal, Goosow on Twitter. Our friend Scott, what's your favorite Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 costume, including DLC?
Ooh, that's good.
Which I'm guessing Chris probably won't. Well, he's probably seen some. But
hey, I don't need to see the Super Street Fighter characters because all I need to know is that Cammy is fucking hot, and that's what I like.
That was mine. I like Cammy's Shadaloo outfit.
It is pretty hot. It's pretty sexy.
Although Geifer's mecha outfit is fucking hot. That shit's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But
I have to say, I do really like Dan as a Ninja Turtle. That shit's funny as hell.
I'm going to go with, with Chunner's DLC from the first Street Fighter 4. The one that Scott, I don't know what it's called. It basically looks like it's like a dress, like a V-cut dress.
Yeah,
that's the one that Scott jacks off to, right?
Exactly. Okay. The one that he always picks with.
I just want to make sure.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. Our buddy Necro, I Heart Shinobu on Twitter says, what is the best sequel to an original IP?
Ooh.
Which is kind of a weird question. You might as well just say, what is the best
sequel? Assassin's Creed 2.
That is a good one, because the first Assassin's Creed sucked ass compared to the second.
Well, compared, yeah.
Compared to the second, it sucked, yeah.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 2. My answer's locked.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think that Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Nice.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to veto that, because that's not a new IP at the time. That's like six games later.
Well everything was a new
fine.
IP.
It doesn't
once,
matter.
It's a sequel.
But
Symphony
of the Night
like,
was a completely different game from any other Castlevania game.
True, but I think Necro's saying like a new IP gets introduced. What is the best? Basically, the new IP is introduced. The sequel
talking,
to this
so,
new IP is
so we're talking new
way
IPs
better than
this
the first
gen.
One. No, he's just saying in general. So basically, the sequel, the first sequel to any new IP.
Yeah.
So I would not count Symphony Castlevania because that's like six seven games
Simon's
into the
Quest
series.
Would be the qualifier for that, pretty much.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be Symphony of the
Night. If that's the case, then I'm going to say Uncharted 2.
Okay. You fucker.
I like it. Jeff, can I give you yours since it seems that Chris took yours?
Sure.
God of War 2.
Hell yeah! It was going to be that or Uncharted 2.
Way superior.
But you took Uncharted 2. So
way superior.
I could also say Shadow of the Colossus. Because even though it's not really a sequel to Ico, it's kind of the pseudo sequel and
spiritual successor.
It's
we are
better.
Not getting into this.
No, but yeah.
it was the spiritual successor of the.
All right.
What was the spiritual
Necro,
successor?
Necro follows it up with biggest letdown game of 2010.
Ooh, that was easy for me. Darksiders.
Yeah. What's that?
Darksiders for me.
Really? Are you fucking serious?
I was let down by
dude,
it,
fucking
man.
Brutal Legend, man. Biggest letdown.
I'm going with Crackdown 2.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Ooh.
That was my biggest disappointment.
All right.
That or Final Fantasy 13, one or the other.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. Yeah, cool. I'm going to stick with Brutal Legend, because I really, really wanted that game to be fun, and it just wasn't.
I hear you. Navishin writes into us and says, what is the number one song you wish was on Rock Band that isn't available for DLC or on the disc? For me, it's Creed's My Sacrifice.
Is he joking?
I hope so.
I don't think he is.
Chris, I think you and I are about to have the same answer.
I think we'll have the same band, but not the same answer.
I was going to give two bands, and I think they're going to be the same.
All right.
Okay. 311.
Proto Man and 311. Anything from them. Anything.
Yeah. I'm down. If I were to pick specific songs, from Proto Man, it would probably be, shit, I have to look it up.
Well, the Will of One. God, yeah. I need that.
That's not the one I want, though. It's
Vengeance?
No. Actually, no, not Vengeance.
Vengeance would not be good on Rock Band.
Yeah, Vengeance
good,
is actually
be.
Really fucking hard because it's singing. So it would be The Stand, a Man
Ooh,
or Machine.
Man or Machine.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a really, really good song. That's the song right after Mega Man realizes that he's facing Proto Man.
It's Proto Man song.
And Proto Man comes out and he's the one saying, you know, Are any of you fucking useless humans going to stand up for yourselves? And nobody does. So that's my Protoman entry. For 311, I'd have to say Neverending Summer off of their latest album.
Very
that's
nice.
That's a good song.
For 311, I do Freeze Time.
Oh, Freeze Time
from
would be
Transistor.
Good.
Yeah, that'd be mine.
That's a good one.
Nice. I'd go probably Enema by Tool.
Ooh, that's a good song. I'd love Tool.
That'd be awesome, rock band. And second would probably be Blind by Korn. As much as like that is such a kick-ass song to fucking sing and rock out to.
Cool, man. Cool.
Cool things. We got a couple more, then we can move on here. This one comes from Hatman, TC. He says, Travis, Jeff, do you hate when people downplay sports games and say, why don't you go play the sport, basically whatever you're talking about? That bugs the hell out of me. I hate that argument.
I haven't had someone tell me to go play the sport, not the video game.
You've never seen people being like,
Why
would I want to play a basketball game when I can go outside and play basketball for real?
No, I haven't. I mean, I can hear that argument, but I haven't experienced it firsthand. Like the only BS I get about playing sports games is that, oh, you're just buying roster updates. That's all I get.
Oh, really?
That's all I hear.
Because I've had this I know Glenn, he's a big car guy, and he's totally doesn't like Gran Turismo because his thing is if he wants to go drive, he'll go drive his car. And I think that's it's a weak kind of argument to not buy these type of games.
It is, because it's a video game.
Exactly, and it's something that you can't
do real life. Yeah.
In real life. Like, I can't drive a Ferrari 250 miles an hour down a road and race people. And, it does bug me. I don't think that argument holds water in any type of discussion regarding video games whatsoever. Because I can play basketball in real life. I did my entire life. But you know what? I can't play against the Lakers and be like fucking Michael Jordan. And I can't 360 dunk a basketball net unless it's like 7 feet tall. So,
right.
Yeah. It definitely does. I do hate it, for sure. Not a fan.
Yeah, true that, man.
We got one
good
more
question.
Coming from Sigma Omega. He actually has three quick ones. If a Metroid movie came out, who should play Samus?
Oh.
Kristen Bell.
I love Kristen Bell, but I don't think she'd be a good Samus. I'm gonna go Jennifer Garner. I know she's not the best looking girl in the world, but she's got like that strong kind of personality and strong character.
I get the personality. You know what? I'm changing mine. Changed. Natalie Portman.
Ooh.
Boom.
I like that. Natalie Portman.
She could definitely do it.
For sure.
Can I say Allison Hannigan? Is that okay?
I knew you were gonna say that. You're gonna say Willow.
No. Hey. There's no reason.
You can if you want
to.
Why not? All right, cool. Allison Hannigan. Favorite old cartoon show, 90s and back. So this is like kind of like a follow up to the question we had earlier.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, I mentioned
mine's
it already.
Easy.
90s and earlier. If it's 90s and earlier, I'm going to say Tom and Jerry. That goes way,
really?
Way back. But
you're going Tom and Jerry, huh?
Dude, Tom and Jerry was my favorite cartoon growing up, man. It was my favorite.
I'm going with Transformers, man. I love fucking Transformers, and my dad used to set up, like, when we used to go to, like, church on Sundays, like, way back in the day. And I'd be like, oh, you have to record Transformers. And, like, so many times he'd set it up wrong, it wouldn't record. I'd end up bawling my eyes out, like, all day long because he didn't get Transformers.
Travis? Oh, so simple. Robotech.
Really?
Robotech.
Wow.
Robotech was cool.
I watch Robotech. So I've watched it for, God, 20 years.
Shit,
and it's never get old. And people, if you haven't seen Robotech, it's so if
oh,
you like
cool.
anime, man, it's so cool. It's on Netflix, the first season, the good season, the Macross Saga, Netflix streaming. If you haven't checked it, there's no reason not to. It's awesome.
Awesome. Last question from Sigma: do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
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 Sure.
Sure, why not? Who cares?
Yeah.
I'll just agree with my castmates. It's fine.
No, I don't believe or not believe. Like, I've never seen anything firsthand. I've had people tell me stories firsthand that they believe in ghosts, whatever, and I've seen a lot of stuff on TV or whatnot. But I would never rule something out that I have not, you know, experienced firsthand. And I would think, yeah, why not? It, you know, sure. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know where to go with this. Awesome.
Moving on. I think that's good. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I like those endless questions, man. I want more. Oh, I want more. Those are good stuff. Yeah.
Indus questions at Twitter.
At Indus questions.
Yes.
All right. Next. That's it.
That is it. Until we question move to question of the week.
What are some of the things that you think the VGAs need to fix before hardcore gamers take them seriously? You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That email address is email at interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That's 706-760-4337.
This is lame, but it's not.
I totally miss that.
You can follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Don't forget Indus Pro, Indus Roadie, Indus Questions, and Indus Fest if you really want to.
No, don't worry about Indus Fest in lecture.
Indus Fest isn't going to be important for another year, so no big deal. We are on Cast Medium, so check us out on there, castmedium.com. Leave us a review, that kind of good stuff. We are also on Facebook, Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that is it.
Besides
the obvious VG Evo, you know, go check us out over there because that's where it all really counts.
Yeah.
It's a great gaming community. If you are not a part of it, get involved with VG Evo.
And check out under other podcast network. Look under Rational Passions Podcast. Glenn and myself were on it earlier, last week's episode. Check it out.
Good stuff. You guys have anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, tell a friend.
I don't think so.
Tell a friend.
Tell your mom.
Tell a friend. Yes.
And if you do, point them to episode 0. That's what we made it for.
That's right. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, please tell a few friends about us. Just like we said.
Again.
And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. Or Zune Marketplace. That'll work too. So,
or Cast Medium.
Or Cast Medium. There you go.
Again.
We're all about repeating ourselves today.
Yeah.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm a train wreck like the show was today.
And until next week, I'm Jeff.
Yes, next week it'll be something different. Play your games. We'll talk to you next week.
But still,
sounds good.